border insecurity.
They got fooled by fake documents.
Teens too sleepy to learn.
28% of high school students are falling asleep in school at least once a week.
Good morning, I'm Dan Raviv with the CBS World News Roundup. Hundreds of demonstrators for immigration rights gathered outside the Capitol in D.C. and in Los Angeles. Large protests again sparked by what some see as a crackdown by Congress. But CBS's Bob Fuss reports the full Senate today starts debating, in effect, President Bush's guest worker idea.
The Judiciary Committee approved a bipartisan measure opposed by many Senate Republicans. It would give legal status to all the illegal immigrants in the country now, and if they pay back taxes, learn English, and keep working, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says they could eventually become citizens.
Working for the right over an 11-year period to become an American citizen.
Arizona Republican John Kyle doesn't like it.
Why create permanent status for what may be only a temporary job?
This emotional issue has sharply divided the Republican majority. But CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Can the U.S. legally hold terror suspects without a standard trial? Barry Bagnato reports the Supreme Court will hear arguments today.
President Bush once accused enemy combatants held at Guantanamo Bay to be tried by military commissions where their rights would be limited. Andrew McBride represents some former attorneys general and military officers who argue the president must have broad terror war powers.
If the next Muhammad Atta is among the 600 down in Gitmo and this president releases him, that's the greatest disaster we can think of.
Timothy Lynch at the conservative Cato Institute accuses the president of ignoring the Bill of Rights.
It's a very dangerous notion because it would be saying that the president can haul anybody in the world before his own courts where he is making up his own rules.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Let's follow up with CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, the arguments today may not go exactly as they would have, say, a year ago.
That's right. The court is different now. Two new members. This is the first test for the Roberts Court, John G. Roberts, Jr., in the war on terror. And it's going to be fascinating to see which direction he and Samuel Alito take the court as they begin to wade through these issues.
Andrew, you're at a terror trial right now. Zacharias Moussaoui, who yesterday admitted, or you might say claimed, that he was part of the 9/11 plot.
Well, that's right. It's just the latest in a string of admissions from him. And now jurors have to decide which terrorist they want to believe. Do they believe Moussaoui when he says he was integral to 9/11, or do they believe his bosses, whose written summary statements are being read to jurors now? They claim that Moussaoui was not part of 9/11, that they were backing away from him even before the terror plot unfolded.
Security at least two ports flunked an undercover test. CBS's Steve Kathan, radioactive materials got in?
Right, Dan. The materials set off radiation detectors, but undercover investigators were able to use phony documents to get through. And CBS News Homeland Security analyst Randy Larson says even avoiding detectors is not hard for terrorists with nuclear material.
All you have to do is put a quarter inch of lead around it and the detectors will not work.
And Congress is being told the goal of installing 3,000 radiation detectors at points of entry by late 2009 is unlikely and too costly, Dan.
Now, live to the White House, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, you've just learned of top-level personnel changes.
Right, Dan. An administration official says President Bush's chief of staff, Andy Card, is resigning, and he'll be replaced by Bush budget director Josh Bolton, the highly respected Card. The original chief of staff is known for working very long hours, a grueling routine, but many Republicans say it is time for new ideas, new faces here. President Bush will officially announce this shakeup very soon, Dan.
That's Peter Mayer, live at the White House in Iraq today. A wave of kids. Three groups of gunmen in Baghdad have abducted at least 24 civilians. On the roundup, it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Tonight on FX, see the hot new show Thief, starring Emmy Award winner Andre Brower. Tonight at 11, only on FX.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado is now the 13th state in the union to ban smoking in public places. The governor signed the bipartisan bill just one day before it would have automatically become law. Dan Hopkins with the governor's office says the bill was a no-brainer for Owens.
Within a year or two, maybe less, this smoking bans like this will simply be accepted as a way of life, and people will wonder, really, how we got along without it.
Secondhand smoke costs more than $180 million every year in extra medical costs. The state's largest labor organization, the AFL-CIO, is endorsing Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill Ritter. President Steve Adams says Ritter supports issues that are most important to working families, including health care, jobs, the economy, and good schools. Grief counselors will be on hand today at two Jefferson County schools following the weekend deaths of three students. Four members of the Graves family died Sunday in a 22-vehicle pileup on I-80 in Wyoming. Mostly sunny, high clouds, and a chance of rain later today, high around 63. 30 degrees right now in Denver and Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. A little trouble this morning as a semi hauling dirt hit the guardrail and dumped its load on the ramp from northbound I-25 onto I-70. That ramp has just reopened a few minutes ago, so we should be all right. Still seeing some emergency crews in the area. Turnpike 225 and 6th Avenue, all trouble-free. I-25, I-70 itself, and C-470 are checking clear to start your ride. And around town, Broadway, Bayside, South Bowl.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a five-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula risk-free so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Yeah, you know, it seems like it's giving me a little bit of trouble here. Anyway, there is so much here this morning to talk about, and it seems like I say that every single morning, and there certainly is. And I wanted to be the first on the air yesterday morning to tell you about this, about the way we here at AM 760 Progressive Talk want to thank you, loyal listeners of this show, you know, and this radio station. I mean, I've said it many times that without you, there would be, you know, no radio show here in the morning, that your participation is key, and without you, there'd be no radio station. Well, starting Monday, April the 3rd, you'll have a chance to win great prizes every weekday and be qualified to win an incredible eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. And weekday qualifying prizes include a breakfast with me and Al Franken. Hopefully I'll be well by then. Dinner with me and Ed Schultz, $500 worth of gas, or just $500 you can spend on anything you want. And every day we'll call out names, and when you hear your name, you'll have an hour to call a special number to claim your prize. But we can't call out your name until you register. So you've got to register. Sign up now at am760.net. And get this, if your name is selected, we will only call your name when you tell us that you'll be listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. And what that does is that increases your chances to win. So make sure you go to am760.net right now and sign up. I'd love to get as many listeners as we possibly can from the hour of no power. All right, I also want to say that Buck Owens died over the weekend. Probably nobody cares about that but me, but I got to bring that up. Buck Owens, who recorded the song, wrote it, Act Naturally, which was later done by the Beatles. He did Tiger by the Tail and so many other songs. And he was part of this honky-tonk kind of Bakersfield, California-type country sound, which you don't hear much on the radio anymore, but he influenced people like Brad Paisley and Dwight Yoakam. And I was shocked to wake up Sunday morning and see in the front of the New York Times that he had passed away. Man, that makes me feel old. I mean, one of the first concerts I ever did as a country music disc jockey was with Buck Owens. Makes me feel like I'm getting up there in years. All right, the hot topic here this morning, besides the fact that Chief of Staff Andrew Card has resigned, and Bush is later going to announce Budget Director Josh Bolton is going to replace Card, the hot topic, and I got a ton of emails about this yesterday, and I wasn't even on the air, and people were sending me emails about this, is the debate about immigration and the demonstrations in California, and there were some here in Denver and all across the country. And on one hand, for us who are liberal and progressive, it's going to be interesting to watch the Republican Party come unhinged over this. On the other hand, most of us are concerned about illegal immigration and want to do something about it. You know, to me, cooler heads have to prevail on this, and we have to work something out. First of all, you know, I've been aware of illegal immigration for a long, long time. And I'm sure Mary doesn't mind me talking about this, but back in 1974, I took a job at a country FM station in El Paso, Texas. And, you know, of course, Juarez, Mexico is right across the border. And my first wife, who wasn't highly trained, got there and couldn't get a job. And one of the reasons why she couldn't get a job is because a lot of those jobs were taken by illegals and were also taken by people who used to drive, you know, Mexican nationals who would drive over the border, go to work in El Paso during the daytime, and then drive home. And I worked the majority of my early career in and around the border. So I've always known this stuff was going on. Also, in Texas, I mean in California where I grew up, this was going on. There are a lot of people who employ illegal immigrants to do such things as clean their houses, do their yard work. They're contributing to the problem, but either they don't realize it or they don't want to come to grips with it, because what it ends up doing is they end up getting cheap labor. And that's pretty much what we're interested in this country, is cheap labor. Immigrants cost us, illegal immigrants cost us a ton of money. They cost us a ton of money in a lot of different ways. It's a strain on social services, education. But the idea of going and getting 11 million of them, and of course the people who are more hysterical about immigration will start saying, well, there's 20 million. But the idea of going and getting 11 million of them and rounding them up, you know, it's cost prohibitive. I mean, we just can't do it. It would be difficult to do, and it would cost billions and billions of dollars. Some of the estimates are $41.2 billion annually for 5 years to deport the undocumented population. That's more than the entire Department of Homeland Security budget. And I hear a lot of conservative commentators talk about, well, you know, that's what we ought to do. We ought to go over and we ought to deport them. We ought to grab them all. They're all felons, and we ought to deport them. Many of them who live here obey, live by the rules, pay taxes, but it's a problem, and it's not one that's going to be easily worked out. But we've got to come to some kind of conclusion about this and some kind of way to work this thing out. Cooler heads have got to prevail on both sides in order to get this thing worked out. The first thing we've got to do is we've got to secure the borders. I mean, there's no question about that. I'm sure you saw the story this morning. If you haven't, you'll read about it, that the government was able to smuggle in radioactive material into this country. Undercover investigators brought radioactive ingredients needed to make a dirty bomb and drove them through the U.S. past border security agents, a government report said yesterday. The report by the Government Accountability Office, the watchdog arm of Congress, said that investigators put radioactive material in the trunks of their cars and drove to Canadian and Mexican border checkpoints on December the 14th, 2005, when Homeland Security radiation detectors went off. The investigators gave Customs and Border Protection agents fake government licenses and receipts, and the stuff got through. I mean, our borders, both Canadian and Mexican, are porous. So that's one problem. And there's a lot of other problems involved in this. Anyway, I want to hear from you about illegal immigration and about immigration and what you think we should do. Is a guest worker program acceptable to you? I'm not for amnesty. I'm for people, earning their way here. 303-713-7600. They got to do it legally, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. And we got Dan Restrepo, a senior policy analyst.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen? Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain Cyberknife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
We're still operating with laws that are from yesterday, but not for today. This is a new world, and we got to think about it. How do we secure our borders? How do we create guest worker programs for people that want to work here and for businesses that want to hire people here?
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6, high today, 62. Intermittent cloudiness, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about a guest worker program and about immigration. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Talking about immigration here this morning, and there's so many facets of it. There's so much emotion, wrapped up in this whole topic. I mean, I got nasty emails yesterday. And I don't know what Aaron Hart, I know Aaron Hart did it yesterday, but I mean, I wasn't even on the air. There's just got to be some way to work this out. And the idea, too, of cutting off social services for illegal immigrants is a stupid thing. And you know what else? It's also immoral and it's inhumane to deny people medical care. I just can't get into that. But there's got to be some way to work this out. There's got to be some way to figure it and fix it. Let me go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good, man. You sound terrible this morning.
Well, I'm trying. Sick. I'm trying, man.
All right. Well, hang in there. I think what you're doing is missing the progressive alternative here. Like closing the border, building a fence, and all that stuff is Tom Tin Credo nonsense. The guest worker program, our George Bush's talking point, the way to deal with this problem is twofold. First of all, you make it a crime with serious penalties for people to hire illegal workers, drying up the demand, and then you pay people in this country a living wage so that people will do the job that supposedly no American will do. That's your problem.
I just hadn't gotten to those points. First of all, I'm not for building a wall. We have technology. If we weren't spending, if we weren't spending in Iraq like drunken sailors, and it should go to $3 trillion before this thing is over with, that's more money that we could, you know, that's more assets that we could, more monetary assets that we could have to fix things.
Sure.
I'm not for building a wall, and I'm not, you know, I don't know about a guest worker program. I'm more concerned about what do you do about the 11 million immigrants that are here now illegally?
Well, there's no jobs. If the employers won't hire them because they'll pay hefty fines, then those people will go home.
Well, I you know, I don't have any problem with going after employers either. Of course, then again, you get these people who hire you know, hire immigrants to do things like clean their houses, you know, do their yard work. What are you going to do? Are you, wait a minute, just hold on. Are you going to go like fine those people too?
If they're hiring illegal workers, yeah. Pay me $9 an hour, and I'll go cut people's grass.
All right. Well,
I'll clean toilets for $10 an hour.
I just believe this is a country of immigrants, but they got to come here legally.
I agree.
And I don't have any problem with boosting the wage for workers. I have no problem with that at all. Of course, you're going to get resistance from the business community because they want to pay cheap labor.
Of course, like I said, those are Republican talking points. Those are their issues, not ours. Ours are living wages for people.
But I'm all for living wages, and I'm all for all of what you talked about. But I'm also for making sure that we secure the borders as well.
Yeah, this story about sneaking in nuclear material is pretty scary.
Yeah, it's real scary, man.
We're a lot safer after all these years of the Bush administration, aren't we?
Well, I was about ready to follow up and say that. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I hope you feel better today.
Thanks.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. If you go to the U.S. Embassy, there's no way they're going to give you a visa to work in a truck driving business or to work in landscape or construction. There's just no way. All they want to do is just give out visas to those who want to come here and do skilled jobs, per se, or more... for those people who even went or had the opportunity to go to college and get an education, a degree. I mean, like what I do. I'm a truck driver, and there's no way they're gonna give me out a visa just to come here. Hey, I wanna drive a truck out there in the U.S. and never Colorado. Can I get a visa? They're gonna be like, no, are you crazy? There's lots of people who want to do that.
Well,
when in fact I didn't take nobody's job. The guy who was there before me just took off. He was a U.S. citizen.
But you're not here illegally. You're not here illegally, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are here illegally.
Of course. I want to get into the U.S. system. That's why I learned English. That was my first purpose. And there's lots of us who wants to be here and be a part of the United States and live here. Another thing, everybody talks about the cheap labor. I mean, let's boycott Walmart. Let's start there. Everything says made in China. And yet nobody seems to complain.
No, I think there's concern about that. I think people are worried.
I went to Walmart this past weekend. I only do my grocery shopping there. I really don't buy clothes or any crap like that there. You know, but everything that goes there, I just look at the products, kids items, door store items. Everything says made in China. Nobody has a problem with that. It's a bilingual character. Nobody has a problem with that because why? Because Nickelodeon is making a lot of money selling those toys to the young children, immigrant children, per se.
Well, if you're here illegally, you know you're breaking the law, right?
I understand that. I'm not asking for a citizenship right away. I'm asking for a shot to get a residency first, and then be eligible for citizenship. I'm not asking for anything free. I'm working too. I could understand if you want to kick us all out, if we were all doing DUIs, selling drugs, breaking and entering, you know.
What do you think drives this desire? What do you think drives this desire to get to want to round all of you up and kick you out? Is it fear, or is it the fact that people feel that it's unfair?
No, I think it's fear. Honestly, I think it's fear. And I'm not making any less money that the guy was that the guy before me was there.
Because you know, because you know, Rodrigo, you know, breaking the law is wrong.
I know it is. I'm not, like I said, I'm not asking for amnesty, but I am asking for an opportunity to get us all into the system. You get a DUI, boom, you're out. You get a domestic violence, boom, you're out. No questions asked. Because I understand this is a country of laws. I was watching the U.S. Senate channel yesterday. I was listening to this brownback senator from, I think he was from...
Kansas.
Kansas, yeah, yeah. I was listening. I'm really into this. I dig it. And I want to be here. I want to be a part of this. But there's no way people is going to... I mean, people get tickets because they don't have insurance. They don't have a license. How are they going to get plates? They got to get to work somehow. It's better than being on the streets begging, you know, panhandling.
All right, Rodrigo.
I know it's wrong being here undocumented.
Yeah, it is. All right, Rodrigo, thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Dan Restrepo coming up. Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up now at am760.net. 631, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Here's another person with a scratchy throat, Bailey, with a look at Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're seeing a busy ride already this morning. Crews have reopened the ramp from northbound I-25 onto I-70 after a semi-hauling dirt hit a guardrail and dumped its load overnight. Might still see a couple emergency crews out lingering off to the shoulder. Southbound I-25 slows from 104th down to the turnpike, then it opens up a bit. Just getting word of a crash southbound I-25 near the Franklin Street Bridge. Looks like a semi and a couple SUVs are tangled up there. Turnpike looking real good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Starting to slow down a little bit eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and around town. Busy ride now along Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, and checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 32 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Hey, it's Randy. Get online, am760.net, and join the AM760 Progressive Club for station info, big prizes, and more. It's all at am760.net.
Stay connected with am760.net.
15 weeks in Denver, 3 weeks in France and Italy. Where can you find an opportunity like this? The Cook Street Professional Food and Wine Career Program. Beginning April 3rd, you can experience this intensive hands-on culinary training. The Cook Street curriculum reflects their unwavering commitment to the values, principles, and techniques of classical European cuisine. Sign up today at 303-308-9300, 303-308-9300, or online at cookstreet.com.
Brigitte is so incredibly photogenic, and I am so incredibly not. She gives off this aura of beauty all the time, and I know you can't see her right now, but if you did, you would not be able to stop staring at her. I sound like an idiot.
A woman's glow leaves men speechless. Well, almost. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half-off activation instantly.
Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Judiciary Committee did report out a final bill that I'm a little disappointed in because I think it's going to be characterized as amnesty.
6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Good morning. Hi, today's 62. Jay Marvin with you. And there's Senator Bill Frist. We're talking about immigration. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dan Restrepo. Dan is a senior policy advisor at the Center for American Progress, and he is an expert on this topic. And, Dan, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning. Good to be with you, Jay.
All right, we're sitting on top of a tender box here. It seems to me that progressives and liberals are scared to go near this, and the Republicans are tearing themselves apart, and there doesn't seem to be any easy answers to any of this. What do you make of all of it?
You're certainly right that there are no easy answers here, Jay, and I think you're also right that the Republicans have themselves in a very dangerous place for themselves. I mean, they're stuck between the draconian approach of the Frists and Tancredos of this world and kind of the naive and exploitative approach of President Bush, and they're trying to square that circle, and I think they're going to have a very hard time doing it.
So what is the answer?
The answer is that we need fair and comprehensive reform. Our immigration system is clearly broken. I think everybody can agree on that much. And we need a way to understand who the 12 million people that are in the United States today in an undocumented fashion, who they are, and we need to bring them out of the shadows. But we also need to make sure we secure the border in a meaningful way. Building a wall is not going to do it. And we need to, quite frankly, the root cause here is that people, the employers all over the country are breaking the law, and we need to start getting more serious about workplace enforcement in a way that the Bush administration has simply fallen down on the job.
Well, going after the business community, though, is something that the Republicans don't want to go near.
Oh, absolutely. They're probably the people they're the most scared of. But if we want to be serious about comprehensive immigration reform, we have to be serious about workplace enforcement as well.
Conservative commentator Bay Buchanan, the sister of Pat, indicated yesterday on some talking head show that we ought to round up all the 11 million to 12 million illegal aliens that are here and get rid of them. What's your answer to that?
You got to give it to the Buchanans. They were xenophobes before it was cool to be a xenophobe.
Huh.
But you can't round these folks up. We did a study a few months back to look at what this would cost. Conservatives love to talk about just send them all home. Well, it would cost about $206 billion. And that is, I mean, that's over 5 years. That's more than the annual budget of the Homeland Security Department. That's simply just not going to work. So that's not an alternative. We need to find a way to understand who these folks are, and to spend resources truly protecting the country and not criminalizing people who, quite frankly, are following in the long tradition of this great immigrant nation.
All right. What about the idea of a guest worker program, which Bush is pushing?
Yeah, there's a couple problems. I think a pure guest worker program is quite frankly, naive. To think that people are going to sign up for something that will require them to leave the country in a very short period of time just, I think, defies reality. And it's also just it's an institutionalizing exploitation. It's the indentured servitude of the 21st century, if you will.
All right, the Tom Tancredo answer. A, let's build a wall. B, let's cut off social services, and when we do that, they'll go home.
Again, I think both, it's mean-spirited, obviously, but it's also naive. Building a wall, you know, you build a wall 50 feet high, that there's going to be a 51-foot ladder, or people are going to go under it or around it. The problem is not the physical impediment to getting into this country. And cutting off social services is just, quite frankly, dangerous to our society. Throwing kids out of school, denying health care, those are things that, quite frankly, would have a negative impact on everyone around the people who are being denied those services.
But, boy, you know, people love that about Tancredo. They love that idea of, yeah, you know what, I don't want to have to pay for these people. I, cut off their access to hospitals.
Yeah, I think there's some people who obviously buy into the nastiness that is Tom Tancredo. But I think there's a majority of people out there who aren't mean-spirited and who understand that you can't do that. That it's quite simply un-American to do what Tancredo and Frist and others are suggesting that we do.
How much of this do you think is fueled by fear?
I think a lot of it's fueled by fear. The conservative movement right now is a movement that is principally based upon fear, and they have a hard time. It's interesting to see when they get into a box where the fear creates real problems for them. President Bush clearly doesn't want to be where he is right now on this immigration debate. He's going to Mexico this week. This is the last thing he wants to be doing right now. But the culture of fear that has, you know, whose principal residence is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, has perpetuated this problem, and now they have to deal with it, and they're going to have a very hard time dealing with it.
You know, you speak about him going to Mexico. It seems to me that Mexico and other Latin American countries should step up to the plate here. I mean, a lot of people come here, particularly single mothers, come to this country because they can't feed their kids, they can't get jobs. Some of them are separated and don't see their kids for 3 and 4 years at a stretch. You know, we have no foreign policy focus at all towards Mexico or Latin America, yet here we are, we're spending, what, it's going to finally tally up to maybe $3 trillion on Iraq?
I couldn't agree with you more, Jay. This administration, and it's particularly ironic given that this administration, when President Bush took office, talked about how it was going to be a new era of relations with Latin America, and particularly with Mexico. And all of that changed after September 11th in a way that it didn't need to change. Obviously, we need to address the threat posed by terrorism and do what we can for our national security. But a war of choice in Iraq certainly wasn't beneficial in that regard. And it ignored our nearest neighbors, folks that we have a growing connection with every day, not only from a perspective of people coming to this country, but the amount of money flowing back and forth. There are real connections in the Americas that we should be paying much more attention to, and this administration has simply ignored Latin America, and dangerously so, and in a way that is certainly not beneficial either to Latin America or to the United States.
You know, it's kind of like you got a bad cold, or you've got an infection, but you don't treat the virus that's causing the infection. You just take halfway measures, and it seems to me that the economies in Mexico and in Latin America, I mean, we pay no attention to what goes on there.
We only pay attention to Latin America when crises occur, and quite frankly, that's too late. In this administration, there was a summit not too long ago that got some attention here in Latin America, and the Latin American countries established the agenda for that, and they wanted to talk about poverty and what we could do about poverty. And President Bush went in with the same tired old rhetoric about freedom and democracy and free trade as the cure-all to all the economic ills of the region, and it was rejected quite soundly, one might add. And that's unfortunate because we need to move beyond just viewing Latin America as a problem and rather kind of embracing a partnership to deal with these problems, to deal with the real social inequality issues that exist throughout the Americas.
All right. Concrete plan on how to fix this thing.
You need comprehensive reform. We need to do several things. One is we obviously need to protect the security of the United States, and that means having a smarter border, not building a wall, but using resources effectively on the border to protect us against the real threat. We have this. There's a story out today about Homeland Security officials undercover being able to smuggle radioactive material into the country.
Right, yeah.
That's where we should be spending our border resources, not on building a wall. Second, we need to make sure we protect our economy and wages in this country, and having a temporary guest worker program or just trying to criminalize all these folks certainly won't do that. And then also, we need to make sure that we bring the 12 million people who are here out of the shadows and give them a way to follow the long tradition of becoming citizens through hard work, paying their taxes, paying fines, learning English. Make sure we have the mechanism so these folks can become full members of our society.
All right. Dan Restrepo, Senior Policy Analyst at the Center for American Progress. Dan, thank you, man. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. There's Dan Restrepo. You want to talk more about immigration, 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open, and it's 644, 60 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. And don't forget, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up now at am760.net. Do it.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are seeing some trouble this morning for southbound I-25. Have a semi and a couple SUVs are tangled up near the Franklin Street Bridge. That's going to bunch things up pretty quickly this morning. Now, I have a wreck coming in eastbound on the turnpike just before I-25. That's off to the shoulder. Expect some curiosity slowing with that. Eastbound I-70, we're looking at brake lights from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue slows at Federal. Now, around town, Highway 93, Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are all picking up. So is Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road and Arapahoe. And onto the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 32 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Green up your turf and improve your soil. Apply Colorado-made Pro-Rich Turf Food by Richlawn. Available at your favorite garden center or log on to richlawn.com for a store near you. For a healthier, greener lawn, apply Colorado-made Richlawn Turf Food today.
Breakfast with Jay Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. Grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Sign up for your chance to win on am760.net.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Rocky's Autos, and Rocky's matching down is back, and it's back big time, up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 to put down, you've got $1,000. If you've got $1,500 to put down, you've got $3,000. Rocky's Autos, with the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
Don't waste another dime on energy bills. Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. Really. Go to odysseywindows.com or troubleshooter.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
One thing the temporary worker program should not do is provide amnesty.
One thing I'd like to do is sign up for that trip and be able to go. So make sure you go to am760.net and sign up for that thing. 648, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 62. Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Immigration, it's on the top of everybody's mind, so we're talking about it this morning at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John, who's been hanging on in Waukegan, Illinois. John, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay. Glad to hear you. Again, on the radio, I'm listening to the through the computer, and it's
Thank you, John.
Nice to be able to pick you up there. I told you, screener, that we should probably divert money from Iraq, but honestly, I don't know if you're familiar with Waukegan from when you were in the area, but it's heavily Hispanic, so I've been living in the environment directly for about 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what's going on right now is just, it's just what's going to happen. I don't think there's the will because of the system as it is set up in our country right now to change things. So what we're seeing happening is just naturally evolving, and it's going to continue. And it would be nice if some of the Hispanics would try to learn a little bit more English, some of them, and so forth. But recently there was a big rally here in Chicago, and the governor he said, well, you know, you guys are not doing anything illegal. You're just people trying to get work. So he pretty much blessed it. So I mean, it's just kind of the way things are. I don't know if you remember President Bush, but when he first became president, one of the first things he went to do was go to Mexico, and right then he was saying, well, there's people want to go work in the U.S. Why can't we do it? He's just looking at it that way. So I mean, I just think that from what I've observed, when I first got here, there was a lady that she was working at the bank, and she lost her job because she couldn't speak Spanish. And I mean, it's just the way things are going to happen, and it is happening. And the money that's being borrowed to fight the war in Iraq, I mean, national debt is supposed to be, we're going up to $9 trillion, and that's just looked at as if that's an okay thing to do. And I don't know. I just think, Jay, that what's happening is going to happen. It is happening. And
well, we can fix it. Trouble is, we're going to have to do some things maybe we don't want to do, and you're going to have some leadership. And the way things are now, if the House and Senate can't reconcile, you'll get no law. You heard Dan Restrepo. There are parts of this thing that are a fantasy and that won't work. The rounding up of 11 million to 12 million people, and of course, if you listen to the hysterics over this issue, they'll say 20 million. You can't round those people up. We don't have the money or the resources to get it done. Question is, what do you do with those people? That's number one. Then number two, you know, you got to go after employers who employ them illegally. But I've never met anybody in the Republican Party, you know, basically who really in reality wants to go after business people because that's their constituency. So we're going to have to mold this thing together, but cobble together an answer. But you know the problem? Here's the problem. We got to stop the hysterics behind this. That's the biggest thing. People go off the rails when it comes to this topic. And what we got to do is we got to sit down and we got to figure out how to deal with this complex problem. And we have to deal with all aspects of it. Border security, our friends in Latin America, they've got to step up to the plate. People don't want to leave home, but they'll leave home rather than starve. I mean, we've got to get into all of these things. And these are all tough, difficult decisions. They're going to take a long time to work out. There's no instant solution. And we've, you know, political leaders have got to stop demagoguing this topic too, and sit down and make some hard decisions on about what is right and what we should do.
I think it's just what's happening is just the way it's going to be, and we're just going to watch it happen because we don't have any control over.
Well, then you know what we need to do. Like this issue, like so many other issues, we need to change leadership.
Well, I'm hoping that would help, but I don't know if either party would matter. I mean, I would hope that one party could try to do things better than the other party as far as what people would like to have.
Well, but there's two things I'm not going to do. Okay, I'm not going to be paralyzed by this, and I'm not going to get hysterical over it. I'm going to keep pushing for the idea that we can work it out. It's just that we're going to have to do some things that perhaps maybe a lot of us won't agree, and some people are going to have to give on some issues. You know, it's like cutting off health care. You can't deny somebody health care if they're in pain. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's a moral value. It's a human value. But on the other hand, we got to know who's coming into the health care system and where they're coming from. And it's just going to be very, very tough to work these problems out. But the idea that if you cut off health care, people are going to go home? No, that's not what's going to make them go home. And many of them who are here illegally pay taxes. They're part of the community. You know, this has become home. They're not going to just up and leave. It's a very, very tough thing. John, thank you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
no
the call.
Nice talking to you. See you.
Okay. Here's Kathleen in Littleton. Kathleen, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I'm fascinated that you say you can't cut off health care to these immigrants. And I'm not for cutting off health care necessarily, but people don't understand the big issue. I tried to have Aaron understand this. If you've got 12 million people walking into an ER, let's say from a motor vehicle accident, because they certainly don't have insurance from their cars, and they get all these x-rays, they get, you know, they mount up a $20,000 bill. They walk out, and the ER has to pay for that. This then is propagated into more cost of health care for your insurances, for other people who are going to pay, and it just kind of builds and spreads. A hospital is a business. Your tax dollars are not paying for that hospital. The money that they spend is not being paid for by anyone. It is eaten by the hospital. And the hospital ERs are in debt. So you're hitting a business, you're hitting workers, and they're walking away with getting health care that, you know, no one's paying for. And it's hitting us very hard. I work in the healthcare system, and we could barely make it. People say, why is it so expensive? Well, because we have 12 million people plus.
Well, wait a minute, though. That's part of the problem of why healthcare is so expensive. There's also a lot of other reasons that healthcare is so expensive. Healthcare in this country is not very efficient. That's number one. Number two, insurance companies are not very efficient. I mean, our healthcare system in this country basically is broken and has been broken for a long time, and the spiraling costs are due to a lot of things. I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm not disputing anything you're saying. I agree with you. But here's the caveat, and once again, this is the tough thing. What do you do if a mother shows up with an infant at 3 o'clock in the morning in an emergency room, and that infant's got 103 temperature? Do you say to her, well, we see what's happening, but that's sad because you're an illegal immigrant, so your child can't get social services. Goodbye.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that people have to understand their tax dollars is going to have to start to go to supporting these people that walk in that have no health care. I am for nationalizing health care.
Oh,
believe
I am too.
Me.
Yeah, me too. You and I are on the same page.
Absolutely. But, you know, when people say this is a job issue. No, this issue is so much larger than that. So much larger. I mean, that same woman can't walk into the pharmacy at King Super and say, I need medicine. Or that same woman can't walk into King Super's and say, I need food for this baby. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, some of them can, and some of them can afford medicine, and some of them can afford food. A lot of them can. A lot of them make, you know, just enough to be able to get by, and they can afford some of that stuff. But by and large, what you're talking about, which you know, amounts to a terrific expense,
yes,
is if they have a catastrophic illness or they have something that requires a lot of medical attention. I agree, Kathleen. And you know what? If I knew the answer, do you think I'd be sitting here at 657 with a sore throat? I'd be running the whole thing, making $1 billion a year.
I agree. I just want people to see that this issue is not about throwing them across the border, not about just taking the health care issue away. It is a society.
But very quickly here, because I got like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
But you agree you can't cut off social services.
No, but you're going to have to use tax dollars.
All right. You know what? I agree, and we got to fix the health care system. Kathleen, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll continue with this. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work. Got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big. I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. So I'm ready. For anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
Progressive Club members on AM760.net have a chance to win big prizes from AM760. Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where President Bush has just announced a shakeup at the top. Chief of Staff Andrew Card is out. His successor, Budget Director Joshua Bolton.
I'm honored to have served with Andrew Card. I've got great confidence in my next Chief of Staff. Congratulations, Josh.
President Bush had high praise for Card.
I have relied on Andy's wise counsel, his calm in crisis, his absolute integrity, and his tireless commitment to public service.
This Oval Office announcement follows Republican concerns about Mr. Bush's low poll numbers. University of Virginia political expert Larry Sabato says this change might not be enough for the critics.
People have been expecting a staff change, and certainly Republicans have been encouraging it. Whether this is a significant enough staff change is another question.
A White House official tells CBS News Mr. Bush's decision to accept Andrew Card's resignation was excruciating. New Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton will take over in about 3 weeks. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Layoffs at General Motors. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that from Detroit.
Several hundred engineers received pink slips today. It's all part of GM's turnaround plan, which Global Insight analyst George Magliano says won't pay off overnight.
You're looking at least a 3 or 4 year process. It's not going to happen this year.
GM lost over $10 billion last year.
The full Senate begins 2 weeks of debate today on a bill that would put millions of illegal immigrants on the road to becoming citizens. The Senate bill features a guest worker program President Bush wants that is not part of the House immigration bill that takes a much harder line on illegal immigrants. Overseas, Israelis are electing a new parliament at what's being called a referendum on the future of the West Bank. Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's Kadima party favors pulling back from most occupied land, and it's expected to win the biggest share of the vote. One voter says peace is her top priority.
I think it's important for us to have leadership that will bring us further and further towards peace.
A Palestinian man says he doubts the election will make any difference at all.
They are all Israelis, and they don't have a real solution for the conflict with us.
Italy's foreign minister wants his government to take in the Afghan who faced a death sentence for converting to Christianity. The United Nations is looking for a new home for Abdul Rahman, who was released from prison yesterday after the Afghan government decided he was mentally unfit to stand trial. No two ways about it. Going to college is expensive, but Princeton Review's out with a new list of schools that offer students and tuition-paying parents more bang for the buck.
Great academic values as well as aggressive financial aid.
Princeton Review publisher Robert Franek says Brigham Young University tops the list of best value private schools. New College of Florida is the best public school value. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Judy, you signed up for a Medicare drug plan, right?
Yep.
Are you really saving anything?
About $300 a month for my heart medicine.
Whoa!
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Can you show me how you did it?
Can you show me how you make your apple cake?
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th, paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver woman is recovering after being attacked by dogs. The 76-year-old woman was walking Monday morning in the 9900 block of West Wagon Trail when she was attacked by two boxers. A passerby saw the woman covered in blood and offered assistance after scaring the dogs away. The smoke has cleared in Colorado. Governor Bill Owens signing a statewide smoking ban yesterday, prohibiting smoking in most public places as of July 1st. Dan Hopkins in the governor's office says we all paid a high cost for secondhand smoke.
We all pay for it, either through increased health insurance costs or through increased tax costs. It's a real factor.
Colorado now becomes the 13th state to ban smoking in restaurants, bars, and most workplaces. State Treasurer Mike Kaufman resumes his duties today at the Capitol and is scheduled to meet with Interim Treasurer Mark Hillman to discuss fiscal policy issues. Mostly sunny today, high clouds throughout most of the day, high around 63. Look for a little rain later on today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. More people heading out, and we are seeing a tough ride. It's up on I-25, jam solid approaching 6th Avenue. That's because of a semi and a couple SUVs tangled up near the Franklin Street Bridge. Now, the good news is that's just been pushed off to the left shoulder, so we are starting to break up just a little bit. Eastbounders on the turnpike are also stacking up because of a wreck off to the right shoulder just before I-25. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue seeing a slow go from Federal on over. Now, around town, busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and Broadway Baseline, South Boulder Road are also running heavy. Checking out the forecast, going to be nice today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office on North Wadsworth Parkway or Hamden Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 62, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up now at am760.net and a whole bunch of other prizes, which I'll tell you about shortly. And I also got to tell you that maybe talking about immigration this morning is the wrong way to go. John Turk, excuse me, who produces this show, is absolutely, completely livid about the smoking ban. He's been ranting and raving about it all morning. Maybe that's what we ought to be talking about, is the smoking ban. But we are talking about immigration, and the Congressman Tom Tancredo's campaign is epitomized by a ballot initiative masquerading as reform. The amendment's backers aren't even clear what it would accomplish. What is clear, that it would open the door for Tancredo's Minutemen to bring a flood of lawsuits against our cities, counties, and state agencies, potentially wasting millions of taxpayer dollars. Progress Now has launched a petition to help defeat this amendment. Executive Director Michael Huttner is with us. Good morning, Michael, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Describe a little bit about what Tancredo and his supporters are up to.
You know, they are trying to propose an amendment to the state constitution of Colorado to do something that we already have, and that is to basically say that illegal immigrants aren't entitled to state services. But the one thing that they change is they now open up to hundreds of folks who can sue the cities, the counties, the state government for when they believe that there are certain folks that aren't getting certain services. So what this ends up doing is it ends up bringing a flood of lawsuits into Colorado, but does nothing to improve the real issue, which is serious immigration reform.
I have a real moral quandary with cutting off social services for illegal immigrants. And I've heard Tancredo say it many times, that, well, if you cut off the social services, they'll go home. I don't believe that for a second. Do you?
Well, no, absolutely not. And that's where Tancredo and a lot of folks are on the extreme right are wrong. This has never been shown to be the case. And the real problem with this amendment is that it doesn't go to the real issue, which is a lot of the federal laws. There are areas that immigration reform can be improved, but it's not by putting out a constitutional amendment in the state that would open up a flood of lawsuits and would end up costing all of us millions of dollars trying to defend these frivolous lawsuits.
Now, give us an example of some of the things you'd be able to sue over.
Yeah, you'd be able to sue if you perceived that, for example, a city was giving some sort of, like, for example, if a child of an illegal immigrant is in a school, it's actually under the federal law legal. Now, whether it should be is a whole different question, but that's for Congress to decide. But if somebody here decided, well, I don't really know that that's a federal rule, it's actually a Supreme Court case, they could sue in the county and the state courts here where they right now, and it would end up costing the city attorneys, the U.S. Attorney General, I mean the state attorney general, and all of us thousands of dollars trying to argue with what is really nothing more than a frivolous lawsuit.
You know, it seems to me that, and I've said this to callers, I've said it to previous guests we had on this show, this is really a complicated, not an easy problem to solve, a very, very sticky situation. And it seems to me that this whole ballot initiative basically is just too extreme.
Yeah, you know, what's most telling about it is when you ask the sponsors, and specifically you ask whether it's Tancredo or the people that are bringing this initiative here in Colorado, what exactly will it accomplish? They can't articulate what it'll accomplish. All they can do is say, you know, this is terrible, what's going on. Nobody disagrees that there's not some real issues with immigration reform. But trying to bring an initiative simply to basically demonize folks that are getting certain services at the federal level, there's nothing that it does. This amendment to the state constitution, they don't understand the law, does nothing to address the problem. It's just a scapegoat and a side issue. They need to really take this up with a lot of the federal laws, which are being debated this week, but not with this extreme initiative that Tancredo is pressing here in Colorado.
But it looks extremely attractive to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's misleading because nobody could say, you know, nobody understands that there's nothing that this, as I pointed out, there's nothing that this addresses at the state level. There's nothing that this improves upon. So you kind of look at it and say, oh, well, if there's things that this could improve upon, why wouldn't I vote for it? The truth of the matter, it does nothing. They need to take their efforts and focus it on what's going on in the Senate right now and really try to work with some serious reforms, not just try to do something for kind of a dog and pony show here in Colorado.
You know, Michael, if it does nothing, if it will accomplish nothing except bring on lawsuits, isn't it kind of like Denver passing a marijuana law, but it's not honored in the rest of the state and it isn't honored federally?
Yeah, that's right. It's really, in some ways, there's a lot of folks are saying, why do we even need to take this on? If it weren't for the fact that there's going to be a lot of folks like Tancredo's followers who are going to bring lawsuit after lawsuit thinking that they have some sort of new right, we wouldn't be concerned about this at all. But because this could open up the floodgates of litigation here in Colorado, this is something that we got to make sure doesn't pass.
You know, and the amazing thing is usually people, I would love to see Mr. Tancredo's votes, particularly on tort reform, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's so interesting because usually these are the same people that are trying to stop lawsuits, but in this case, he's trying to open up the floodgate of lawsuits. It's just in his particular interest. It's fairly hypocritical.
Have they come out and specifically said to you that this is what we want to do? We want to make it easier for interest groups or for citizens to sue?
Yeah, if you look, if you go to our website, progressnowaction.org, you can actually see the language of this, and you'll see under provision B, number two, it's the main part of this whole amendment to the U.S. to the state constitution, is that they will still, that any person shall now have standing to sue the state of Colorado or any county, city, or other political subdivision of the state of Colorado. So it's really the thrust of their constitutional amendment and has no place in our state constitution.
Well, we would end up having chaos in the court systems, and the court systems would be overloaded.
That's right. There's a lot more smarter and more serious ways to address the immigration issues than amending our state constitution with something that does nothing more than brings frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that anything on this question of immigration, which now, of course, is in the news yesterday and it's in the news again today, this morning, it seems to me that the only way to deal with it is to deal with it on a federal level. I mean, you know, state level, it just is, it doesn't have any punch.
Yeah, we're asking folks, and it's amazing the kind of response we're getting, and people from all over the political spectrum, to come to our website, Progress Now Action, and submit how they would like to see responsible immigration reform, not just some sort of measure that's going to end up tying up our court system.
Unbelievable. Give your website again.
Yeah, it's progressnowaction.org.
All right, Michael, thank you. I really appreciate you being on the program. Thank you so much, and good luck. And I signed the petition, so my name's sitting on there, and I urge other people to do the same.
We've had over about 2,000 people just in 24 hours went over our records of people that just think that this Cancredo initiative is the wrong way to go.
All right, thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. There's Michael Huttner from Progress Now, progressnowaction.org. Yeah, that's the last thing we need is for the state courts to be clogged up. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. All right, we're talking immigration, 303-713-7600. Weigh in on this. And, you know, do you favor cutting social services to the poor? To immigrants, illegal immigrants, I guess I should say. Do you favor that idea? Are you comfortable with it? Is this a moral debate that this society ought to be having?
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday. So you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Bill Clinton. If you earned under $35,000 last year, you should find out if you qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. The EITC could give you and your family as much as $4,400 in tax savings or cash back. To claim it, talk to your tax preparer. If you're a Katrina survivor and need help, Call Operation Hope at 1-888-388-HOPE. That's 1-888-388-4673. Thanks.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco-trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 62. You can't win an eco trip to Costa Rica unless you sign up now at am760.net. And that's not it. That's not the end of what we have to give away. You know what? Starting Monday, April the 3rd, you'll have a chance to win great daily prizes every weekday and be qualified for an incredible eco trip to Costa Rica where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. I believe you can smoke there, too. John Turk loves that. And, you know, the weekday qualifying prizes include breakfast with me and Al Franken, dinner with me and my buddy Ed Schultz, $500 worth of gas, or just $500 you can spend any way you want. And every day we'll call out names, and when you hear your name, you'll have an hour to call a special number to claim your prize. But you can't, we can't call out your name until you register at am760.net. So sign up right now and get this. If your name is selected, we will only call your name when you tell us to. We'll only call your name when you'll be listening to am760 Progressive Talk. That increases your chances to win. So get to am760.net right now. All right, the question here about this whole immigration situation. And it's a big right-wing talking point. Let's cut off social services to illegal immigrants. Do you favor that idea or do you reject it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in here.
Jeez, you sound like I did. I had some junk for over 2 weeks.
Oh, God, I hope it doesn't last 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, it was horrible stuff. I hope we get better real quick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, because that's got to be hard doing your job like that.
Well, it's not easy.
No, on the immigration, it's a definite moral issue. Their benefits should not be cut off. And this is just an image I want to give to the Christians out there, and there's a lot of good Christians, but this is for the Christians who are, you know, so opposed to immigration and the illegals. You know, I want them to picture Jesus on the border in full military fatigues with an AK-47. That's the first image. Or the Jesus in his usual garments and his sandals, waving his arms towards himself and towards this country going, welcome, welcome, except for criminals. I mean, even Jesus wouldn't let in criminals. So, you know, I want the Christians to look at those two images, those who are opposed to immigration and the illegals, and to really, you know, get that this, what a moral issue this really is.
Yeah, I see it as being a moral issue, too. I really do.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, you know, like it's been said over and over, those people have helped this country out tremendously. They need to be given, this is, you know, probably the only time I think I may agree with Bush, and he's probably got some ulterior motive for his plan. But, you know, to give them, somehow get them to be legal and part of the country and to come here and be a part of the country and work and contribute and, yeah, but their benefits shouldn't be cut off. It's a definite moral issue.
Well, how do you cut benefits off to, say, a 10-year-old child that's suffering? Or how do you cut benefits off to a 25-year-old man who needs help, who is suffering? I don't know. Maybe cutting off benefits is the way to go, but I'll tell you something. I sure couldn't do it.
No, I can't either. And see, that's the thing, Jay. That's why I stopped becoming a Christian. You know, the whole smoking issue. I had to tell John that, you know, I smoked for 22 years, but I'm cheering up and down for the smoking ban. I've been off of them for 18, but you know what? It's like when I was smoking, I really didn't get how the smoking was polluting my body. You know, Well, it's the same thing with why I stopped becoming a Christian. I finally woke up to help.
Yeah, but you know what? But I got to correct you on something.
Yeah.
You're broad brushing all Christians, and that's unfair.
No. What do you mean? You mean regarding the immigration or the smoking?
No, not all Christians are members of the religious right.
No, they aren't. I know that. Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with Christianity.
No, I said earlier there's a lot of good Christians out there, but there's also a lot of Christians out there who just, in my mind, of course, you know, really don't get the message of Jesus, like this whole immigration thing and other issues. Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying, though, in general, is Christianity, as for what it represents and for what it stands for. I went through Christian education for 12 years. How it polluted me and polluted my mind.
Yeah, but you know what? But getting a Christian education, it doesn't pollute your mind. That's ridiculous.
Jay, what it did was they made me think that I was the only one going to heaven, and that I was this sinner. I don't want to get into this, Jay, because it's...
Maybe you got the wrong Christian education.
Well, Jay,
but not all Christians think that way.
Well, no, I know they don't now, but that's because their thinking has changed over time. Like
all right, I don't want to get into a side conversation about this. Paul, I thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just called. You know, I sat back and listened and never called on this topic because I don't agree. So I just have been quiet about it. But I'm a longtime Democrat, lifelong Democrat, and I do think there's a lot of Democrats who stand shoulder to shoulder with the Republicans on the issue of illegal immigration, because breaking the law is breaking the law. And the gentleman that called earlier this morning, who was the illegal immigrant, who said he didn't, you know, laws, well, obviously not. You know, he's still here illegally. And if you find a heroin pusher on the street, you arrest them because they're breaking the law. And I work in the healthcare system, too, and the young lady who called earlier today called yesterday, and she talked very gently trying to make her point. But I work in that same healthcare system, and I say her point is valid. Then you had a young woman who called who's a teacher, and they have a lot of teachers who are losing their jobs because they're not bilingual. My great-grandparents came over from Germany. They came over legally. They learned English. They took the oath in the United States. And I just have some really hard feelings about illegal immigration. And I think as long as we keep turning the other cheek, it's going to keep happening.
Well, I don't think anybody...
And I believe in tough love.
I don't think anybody's talking about... I'm not certainly not talking about turning the other cheek, and breaking the law is wrong. But the thing is, we got to fix the situation, and it's not going to be easy to do. First of all, we can't go and deport 11 million people. You can't do it. The cost of it alone is astronomical, not to mention the manpower you'd have to have to get it done. I mean, it would be a burden on the taxpayers that would drive people absolutely crazy. That's number one. Number two, we have to secure our borders.
I agree with the borders.
That's
got to
be
that's, on the other point.
That's, well, all right. It would cost more to deport illegal immigrants, to round up all 11 to 12 million of them. It would cost more than the entire budget for Homeland Security, for the Department of Homeland Security.
But
it would cost $41.2 billion annually. We don't have $41.2 billion.
But you're just looking at one budgetary area. I'm looking at it all. I think it's costing us more in the cost of our education, in the cost of dual languages, in the cost of... I mean, I think it's costing our society a lot more. And I just think that as long as we take this idea and voice it, well, we can't round them all up, then what's the incentive for them not to come in? As long as we vocally say on our public stations, well, it's impossible to do that.
Well, you know what?
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I understand exactly what you're trying to say. But then the other side of it is, We could get on the air and pretend that it's not cost prohibitive. We could pretend that we have the manpower to get it done. We could pretend that. But we've got huge other problems going on in this country. For one thing, we need the manpower and the resources to secure the border. You got to stop. You have to stop the flow of people coming in. Otherwise, it's like you got a rash, and you don't treat what the rash is. What you end up doing is you just treat the symptoms.
I agree with that. I think it's a two-part thing. I think you have to secure the borders, but I think you also have to send illegals back as you find illegals here. I just think that that's necessary, too.
Well, then you're going to have to spend $41.2 billion annually for 5 years to deport the undocumented population, and that's not, and you know, that's also includes the amount of manpower it's going to take to, in order to get that done. So you're going to have to gear law enforcement towards that. You're going to have to gear immigration towards that, which means you're going to have to add more people to get it done. And you're going to have to fight the business community on it, too, because they like cheap labor. And you're also going to have to go to people who do things like hire illegals to clean their houses, hire illegals to do lawn work. I mean, it's a massive, massive problem that you can't just turn around and go, okay, you know what, 11 or 12 million people see you, you got to leave. It just, it's a fantasy. It's an unworkable situation. You got to come up with you have to come up with another alternative.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying to you, I think a lot of Democrats stand shoulder to shoulder on this.
Well, they can stand shoulder to shoulder all they want, but you know what? That's like saying, hey, I'd like to be driven to work in a chauffeured Rolls Royce, but you know what? That's not going to happen because I don't have the money to do it.
It just comes down to me the same kind of discipline you'd have for your children. You can't say one thing
You know what? Once again, you got to go back to the problem of stopping them from coming in. Otherwise, you're going to We just are not going to agree on this, but I appreciate
the
call.
Not.
And I hope you call
so
again.
Much.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride this morning around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual slow spots. Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Watch for a crash off to the right shoulder just before I-25. Might see a little bit of curiosity slowing as you make your way past that. Now, do have a semi on its side about 2 miles outside of Golden, eastbound on Highway 6, approaching Tunnel 1. Traffic is being detoured in the westbound lanes, and if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th right into downtown. Have a crash off to the left shoulder now. Franklin Street Bridge, that's causing heavy delays back towards 6th Avenue. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slows from Sheridan on over and onto the forecast. Going to be nice today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 34 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for tires that will perform month after month? Turn your sports car or sports sedan into a 12-month machine with...
Tonight, the best hour of comedy on Tuesday is on NBC. First,
attention all Scrubs fans.
After 4 long years, the big moment is finally here for Turk and Carla.
I just want a baby so badly.
Then, a brand new comedy you'll learn to love. Teachers.
I've got to go.
No, those bells don't mean anything.
A great hour of comedy. The Scrubs pregnancy and the premiere of the new comedy Teachers. Plus an all-new Law & Order SVU. Tonight on NBC.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a sunset or motorized awning. the best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a Good Housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
J. Marvin, find out how to win on AM760.net.
I've laid out a proposal for comprehensive immigration reform that includes three critical elements: securing the border, strengthening immigration enforcement inside our country, and creating a temporary worker program.
Good morning, 735, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today is 62. J. Marvin with you. Sign up now to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Go to AM760.net. Do it. So many great prizes, including dinner with Ed Schultz and myself, and I promise not to spill anything on you. You know, I was talking to the last caller about the border. I don't know how many of you have seen this story. If you pick up the papers, it should be in there. Undercover investigators bought radioactive ingredients needed to make a dirty bomb, drove them into the USA past border security agents, and a government report said on Monday. The report by the Government Accountability Office, the watchdog arm of Congress, said the investigators put radioactive material in the trunks of cars and drove to the Canadian and Mexican border checkpoints on December 14th of last year. When Homeland Security radiation detectors went off, the investigators gave Customs and Border Protection agents fake government licenses and receipts. Agents searched the cars, reviewed the documents, and ultimately gave the undercover officers the okay to bring the material into the USA, according to a report filed as part of border security probe. See, we have to secure our borders. And we need the technology. We've got the technology. We need the manpower. If this administration hadn't have been so hell-bent, and there's a New York Times article you ought to read about a discussion that Bush had with British Prime Minister Tony Blair about provoking Saddam Hussein into a war when he was standing up in front of the rest of the world saying that nobody wants war. Including taking an American airplane and painting it with UN colors and flying it over Iraq, and if it got shot down, then they could say that Saddam Hussein provoked it. This thing is going to amount to $3 trillion. If we hadn't run off and done this, look at the assets and manpower we would have had that would have been freed. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous. And the fact that our borders are not secure is another indication that this administration is full of it when it talks about Homeland Security. All right, let's go to Bronwyn in Denver. Bronwyn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling because Ed Schultz. Oh, well, never mind. I'll start all over. We're talking about the Treasury and about people paying taxes.
Right.
And I wanted to point out a couple of things. First of all, the Bush administration has given the billionaires and the millionaires huge tax breaks, and they're practically not paying taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
So that has so much more to do with the Treasury being depleted and with the deficit and our country not having enough money. Also, when people come here and work, not all of them are paid under the table. Many people have false documents, which means that they have Social Security cards, which may be false, but when they work, that means that they are paying taxes. They are paying into the Social Security system. They are paying into our system.
And many of them don't stick around to collect the benefits either.
Of course not. So say if someone got your Social Security number and it was false, they still would be paying into your system. Also, we can't forget that people who are here shop at stores. They pay sales taxes. They are a huge part of our economy. And I also want to say, because I'm a teacher of people who are illegal immigrants, and I see how hard they work. They sometimes work, both parents sometimes will work two jobs.
Yeah.
They work incredibly hard. And to say that they can be here, do all kinds of things from construction to gardening to cleaning, things that we need, services that we need, but yet we would not provide them with basic social services, that amounts to slavery. They work very hard, and to say they can come here and work, but if you get in a car accident and you're injured, you can't go to the hospital.
Well, I think it's a moral question too. I mean, it's a moral question of compassion towards your fellow human beings. What do you think we should do with the 11 million to 12 million that are here illegally?
They're here, and they're a part of our economy. We can't kick them out. It's ridiculous to say that being here illegally would be a felony. I think a lot of callers have been seeing people who are here illegally as a pure negative thing, but you have to think about everything that they're contributing to our economy and to our country.
I think most of us don't know any illegal aliens, unless they're illegal aliens who may come to clean your house.
Yeah, well, you can look around and you can see any number of contributions that they have made from things that people have worked doing construction to any number of jobs.
But we can't give them free citizenship. I mean, if anything, they have to earn their way into citizenship.
I also want to just say a word because I am a teacher. And I'm not sure if the parents are here legally or not. I don't want to say that. But all I do want to say is that the children who are here from Mexico are so well behaved, and they have so much respect for their teachers. Their parents have so much respect for education and for the school system that they just are an enormous benefit to any school that they're in. And I think if you ask any teacher that works with kids that are here from Mexico, they're very happy because their kids have so much respect and they work very hard.
All right, Bronwyn, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Morgan in Denver. Morgan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, you know what? I guess I just want to piggyback on some of the things that that Bronwyn said. I also am a teacher and work with children who are here illegally. And I also see that their parents are very good people, very hardworking. And you know what? If we gave them the chance, they would be the best Americans ever. And I think to say, you know, that woman was saying, if you do heroin, you're committing a crime. If you're here illegally, you're doing a crime. People don't want to leave Mexico. They're desperate. They have to feed their families. And, you know, a lot of people here are willing to pay them much more than they would make in Mexico, much less. Have a right to earn here.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, we have absolutely no focus in this country on the disparity and the unequal redistribution of the wealth in Mexico
kind of
and lots of Latin American countries.
Right, and so why, when we're talking about redoing the immigration laws, why can't we look at the laws or look at our trade agreements with Mexico and see why are they so desperate? Why can't you work in Mexico? Randy Rhodes was talking about this yesterday. When they grow corn, they can't sell it to us.
That's
right. They invented corn.
That's right.
Because the taxes are so high. Well, we ought to, as a country, be looking at it, making it possible for people to make a living in Mexico. And I guess I'm just surprised by the cruelty of people. How can you ask
because most people not to get treatment
in a hospital?
Because most people don't know what's going on here. Most people have never had to acquit themselves of the public health system. I have. Most people don't know what's going on. Most people don't want to look at the irony of this, that we can go halfway around the world, invade Iraq, spend up to $3 trillion on this project, okay, on a false premise, but we can't turn to Mexico, we can't turn to Guatemala, we can't turn to Nicaragua, we can't turn to any of these countries in Latin America and say to them, you know, this idea of abject poverty has got to stop because it's affecting the United States of America. There are single mothers who can't feed their kids, who leave their kids with relatives and come here to the United States of America to clean houses, to do work, in order to have money to send home to feed and clothe their kids.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Like I say, the people that I know work two jobs. They don't even get to see their kids, which they're very good, hard. And I have been a teacher for 10 years. I've known a lot of families, and they're not criminals. They're not here to be criminals.
No.
When that woman said that her family came over from Germany legally, well, great. Our country has a whole different way of looking at immigrants from Germany than they do at immigrants
from
South of the border.
Well, they used to not.
And you know what?
Listen.
There was bilingual education in German in Colorado.
Listen, they used to look at people from Poland. They used to look at the Irish.
I know.
The exact same way. And let me leave you with this. Let me leave you with this little story. I know a woman who is upset about illegal immigration, who signs petitions, who gives money to all these anti-immigration groups. But then you know what I found out about her?
What?
She's got an illegal immigrant cleaning her house.
Well, there you go.
All right. Thank you,
Morgan.
You
know what? Every group of immigrants has been looked at this way in this country.
That's right.
And
Morgan.
I just am shocked by people's cruelty.
Yeah, I am too.
And Morgan. I think, let me just say one thing. If you think that people don't want to learn English, maybe take time and volunteer to teach people English, because I'm telling you, people do want to learn English. And people who don't know any illegal immigrants, it's, you know, take a chance and get to know some people.
Well, I would do that, but I can barely speak English myself. Morgan, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, why we don't look at Latin America, why we don't look at Central America, I have no idea. No, John Turk, producer of the show. We are not going to spend the next hour talking about the smoking ban. I'm sorry. You can wait until the show's over with before you light up a lung dart. 7:45, 15 away from 8, AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin with you. Hanging in here barely. And you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica and a bunch of other great prizes. But you got to sign up now.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Dubs was Arapahoe Broadway Baseline and South Boulder Road. Now the turnpike a little heavy eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Do have a crash off to the shoulder just before I-25, so expect a little curiosity slowing there. Also, just a heads up for you, semi on its side, 2 miles outside of Golden, eastbound on Highway 6, approaching Tunnel Number 1. Traffic will be detoured into the westbound lanes. Now, if you're coming out of the north end of town, south on I-25, running heavy from 104th into downtown, a crash on the left shoulder at the Franklin Street Bridge has us jammed back towards 6th Avenue. Onto the forecast, should be nice today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 35 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look to Quest for your business's high-speed internet. High-speed internet from Quest is a better value than cable. Right now, order Quest.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard,
cleanup with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Go to Most Cars and Light Trucks.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Yeah, you know what else? You can win a dinner with Al Frank, breakfast, with Al Franken and myself. Or you can win dinner with Ed Schultz and myself. Big Eddie and I taking you to dinner. How about it? 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 62. Foghorn, J. Marvin. Thank you to Aaron Hart for sitting in for me yesterday as I attempt to make it until 10 o'clock. And then the other thing is I may have to fill in for Ed Schultz this afternoon. Oh, Lord, how's that going to go? You know, yesterday my voice was fine. But then I get on this morning and Turk says to me, "You don't sound right." I said to John, "Well, maybe I should go have a cigarette. Maybe that would fix it." John is threatening to play all smoking songs next hour because he's mad at the governor for signing that bill. All right, we're talking about illegal immigrants. This story, you know what? You know what? And I want to ask this of you, and I want you to consider this honestly. How much of this do you think is driven by racism? By fear of people that are different from ourselves? I wonder about that. Let's go to Catherine in Loveland. Catherine, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I just, you know, after listening to the past couple of callers, I just wanted to play off of it a little bit. And first of all, say that I think as Democrats, I think we live the life they live. We work hard. We're not rich by all means, and I think we feel for these people who come over here in desperation, because that's what it is. When people are desperate, they'll do whatever they can to take care of their family, as anybody else in America would. And unfortunately, though, I think at one point we have to stop the bleeding. So, because I think either way, it's going to cost us $41 million a year if we don't.
Well, I think I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the first thing you got to do, you know, is go after the, you know, it's like if you had an artery that was bleeding, you clean the blood up after you stop the bleeding.
That's right.
And that's what we need to do first.
That's right. What I'm in favor of is stop the bleeding. We've got to stop the bleeding. We've got to put a stop to it so that we don't allow any more in. Because really, if we keep going like this, I don't think we'll to sustain. so much longer. And it's going to cost us even more, I think, to try to sustain. So I think, A, we should stop the bleeding. But then we have the problem at hand out of 11 million illegal immigrants. And at one point, we do need to say, okay, yes, there are jobs to be had that Americans are not willing to do. And I've worked in the temporary agency for years, and there are plenty of jobs that I couldn't get an American to do if my life depended on it.
Hey, I'm not going to clean up somebody's house.
No, no. And you know, even minimal construction jobs, even manufacturing jobs, Americans will not do these jobs. So we still need these jobs. So I think, you know, I do like the idea of the lady saying, hey, let's look into why is it so desperate in Mexico, and let's look at how we can make it not so darn desperate.
There's a book out about this very subject called Enrique's Journey.
Uh-huh.
The woman follows a mother and some kids as they leave Latin America and journey here and risk their lives to come to the United States. And the reason they do it is not for our way of life,
no,
not for our perceived freedoms, but because she couldn't feed her kids and they were starving in their home country.
It's a desperation. They don't want to, you know, I think Americans have this egotistical thing that everybody wants to live in America, and really they don't. They just know that America can provide for their family because they have the ability to work. But really, if would you want to move to a country that you absolutely didn't know the language, you knew people did not want you there, and try to find a job? I mean, would you really want to do that
no.
for yourself?
No,
you
not really.
You do it out of desperation. And so we have to stop the bleeding in America, but then we also have to stop the bleeding in Mexico if we want to fix our own problem. And I think $41 million annually would go a long way in developing jobs in Mexico.
Well, Mexico's got money, but the trouble is they've got unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards, just like
we do.
Just like Latin America does, yeah, just like we, well, what we're going through now, yes, you're absolutely right, under these Bush tax cuts, you know, incredible, cutting taxes at a time of war, supposedly. But that's, you're right, what we have to do is it has to be, we have to attack this problem on all of the fronts, just not on some of them. But you know, I wonder how much of this, and how much of the hysteria over this, is dictated by racism, hatred and ignorance.
I think you're right. I think it goes back to a fear of others, a fear of not being the same. You know, and I'm going to just throw this out there. It's completely off topic, but you know, even if you look at the gay community, same thing there. People have such a fear for it, where they put up these walls and boundaries because they're afraid of them. And I think they do the same thing for immigrants. You know, they're afraid that they're going to take their money or use their health care or use their schools, but what they don't look at is the contribution that they give to us on a daily basis.
Well, all the talking heads on TV talk about, well, my grandfather came over here and blah, 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 and on and on and on. You know what they don't talk about, what we don't discuss?
Uh-huh.
Is the harsh treatment of immigrants that have happened in this country in the past, including the Irish, the Polish, the Chinese, the Japanese. You know, do we really want to go back? I mean, in talking about rounding up those 11 million illegal immigrants, do we want to go back to the point like in World War II where we rounded up all the Japanese and took them to internment camps?
No.
Is this the kind of America we want to live in?
No, it's not. But I do, you know, but the part that I think they need to find out is a happy, I don't know if there'll be a happy compromise, but I do think they, A, need to stop the bleeding, and B, you know, the one point I do want to say is that there are a lot of grateful immigrants who are here. There are a lot of people who come from other countries that are very grateful to be here. But then there are also a lot of people who abuse the system and commit crimes. And
well, then they should go immediately.
And see, you would think they should go. But prime example, I have a friend of mine. His wife stole from the United Postal Service. Okay?
Yeah.
And she is going to go to jail. But she gets to stay, and she's from Colombia. She gets to stay, and you're just going, no, these people shouldn't even stay in our jail system. They should just go.
Yeah, I agree.
And
we should go. You know what? I have no problem with that. Lawbreakers should get the hell out. I agree with you 100%. And what is this old term that they use? You got to separate the wheat from the chaff, or whatever that term is. And I think we need to separate these people instead of broad brushing them. Catherine, thank you. What a great call.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up now at am760.net and a whole bunch of other fabulous prizes. But you know something? You can't win if you don't sign up. I'd get in line early. am760.net. You need to sign up now.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Big prizes from AM 770. Progressive Talk.
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. White House critics are getting at least some of what they want. Chief of Staff Andrew Card is leaving. Budget Director Josh Bolton will take his place. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
An administration official says President Bush's decision to accept Andy Card's resignation was excruciating. The Oval Office announcement follows a push from some Republicans who want White House changes because of the president's low poll numbers in this midterm election year. Now new Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton inherits those pressures. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Will the shakeup satisfy critics who say the president has lost sight of his conservative agenda? CBS News political consultant Craig Crawford doubts it.
There's been a great demand for a shakeup at the White House, so I think they're trying to shake up the White House with as little movement as possible, and it might not do the job.
On Capitol Hill,
the Senate will come to order.
The Senate is about to start work on an immigration bill that includes the guest worker program President Bush wants. CBS's Bob Fuss has that.
The Judiciary Committee approved a bipartisan measure opposed by many Senate Republicans. It would give legal status to all the illegal immigrants in the country now, and if they pay back taxes, learn English, and keep working, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says they could eventually become citizens.
To me, that's not amnesty. That is working for the right over 11-year period to become an American citizen.
Arizona Republican John Kyle doesn't like it.
Why create permanent status for what may be only a temporary job?
This emotional issue has sharply divided the Republican majority. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A government watchdog agency says it managed to sneak radioactive material into the country at ports in Texas and Washington. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us how.
The materials set off radiation detectors, but undercover investigators were able to use phony documents to get through. And CBS News Homeland Security analyst Randy Larson says even avoiding detectors is not hard for terrorists with nuclear material.
All you have to do is put a quarter inch of lead around it, and the detectors will not work.
Congress is being told the goal of putting 3,000 radiation detectors at points of entry all around the country by late 2009 is unlikely and too costly. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
At struggling General Motors, it's pink slips for white-collar workers. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
These cuts involve fewer than 500 workers at 30 GM locations. A spokesman saying it's part of the company's goal of trimming their salaried staff by 7% this year. And unlike past reductions, not all these cuts can be done through voluntary means. GM says more salaried workers could be let go in the future, but all will be treated with dignity and respect.
The Federal Reserve Board policy review is into its second day. A little over 4 hours from now, the Fed's expected to announce its 15th interest rate increase in 21 months. Wall Street is hoping a statement that goes with the announcement will hint at an end to credit tightening. In early trading, the Dow is down 3, NASDAQ's down a fraction. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Jen.
I did it again.
You lost the keys in the car?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay, sir. We can get these doors open. What's your PIN number?
835.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
And I have a 2004 silver Chevy Tahoe.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the front of my business. I want to leave, and I can't find my keys.
Okay, well, I put a signal through to have the doors open. I'm sure we won't have any problems.
Thank
Would
you.
Would you prefer I called you back, or did you want to hold?
No, you can call me.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
You're the best.
Oh, great. Well, you have a good night, sir.
I'm in love with OnStar. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we can help.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Tonight on FX, see the hot new show Thief, starring Emmy Award winner Andre Brower. Tonight at 11, only on FX.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado lawmakers are haggling over next year's budget of the state capitol. The long bill got its first reading yesterday in the House. Republican Minority Leader Mike May says there are several key points to still be worked out, like automatic raises for state employees.
It's not the amount that they're being paid, but who gets paid what. And like most citizens of Colorado, it ought to be based upon or performance-based as opposed to just an automatic increase for state employees.
May says Republicans are also fighting skyrocketing tuition increases for CU. He says they should be shared by all schools in the state, not just the University of Colorado. Do you have a kid that's not getting enough sleep? Well, that's apparently the case around the country. The new poll out says American kids aren't getting enough shut-eye. The National Sleep Foundation says more than 25% of kids say they fall asleep in class, and only 20% get the recommended 9 hours of sleep on school nights. Got to pull them away from Nintendo. Mostly sunny, high clouds, high around 63 later today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you. Definitely a couple issues for the drive. Have the semi on its side about 2 miles outside of Golden. It's eastbound on Highway 6 approaching Tunnel Number 1. Traffic is being detoured using the westbound lanes. Now, I-25 loaded up from 104th all the way to the Franklin Street Bridge, where we have the semi and two SUVs still off to the left shoulder. Good news is all lanes are open there. Now, watch for a center lane crash eastbound I-270 at I-25. And we do have a rollover now working on E-470 between Smoky Hill and Garden.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Your home with high-density insulation. Your home will be cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. You'll never have to paint your home again. Homes are needed to participate in an energy efficiency test. It will most likely cost you more to paint your home than it will to get this state-of-the-art siding installed through this program. Limited time and space available. Call Thermal Advantage 303-487-6880.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And I am Jay Marvin, even though it doesn't sound like me, but it is me. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 62. And before we get back to immigration, illegal immigration, and what to do about this problem, you know, I've been urging all morning to sign up at am760.net to win this free eco trip to Costa Rica, and we've got so much more. Here's Jerry Bell, my boss, the program director, and you can kind of explain how this whole thing works and what it's about.
All those people out here say, what kind of boss is he making a guy work with a cold and a sore throat?
It was my idea.
Your idea. Okay, I just wanted to get that on the record. And we're pumping them full of liquids right now. We've got something really for the next month, really. We're going to have some incredible things that we're going to be giving away. One of them is the grand prize we've been talking about, which is an eco trip to Costa Rica. This is a 7-night, 5-day trip. Each day of the trip, you can take a different adventure. You can go to a butterfly farm. You can go kayaking. You can go mountain biking. You can go out, fishing if you want to. It's an incredible place. It's Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica, and they just spent about $9 million on this place, upgraded. It's got a complete spa, so it's not like you can rough it a little bit during the day, but you get to go back to this really nice, luxurious place. Incredible trip, a trip for two. That's the grand prize. Now, starting next Monday, we're going to be doing a deal where we're going to have daily prizes. And some of the daily prizes are, I think, really special. They're special experiences. One of them is dinner with Jay Marvin and Al Franken. This will be a very select group of people that will win this prize and really just go and sit down. It's breakfast with Al Franken.
Right.
But you get the same kind of deal. It's a select group of people, and you really get to sit and talk with the persons and people. and it's not a huge group of people. It's going to be about 10 people and their guests that will go to this breakfast. We also have an experience that's dinner with J. Marvin and Ed Schultz.
That ought to be a riot.
And, Ed's really looking forward to this, to coming in and doing this. Same kind of a thing, where it's real an exclusive time to really get to know the person. And, you know, you're not just, in a room full of 100 people or something like that. Really great price. In addition to that, we're going to be giving away cash, $500. We're going to give away gasoline, about $500 worth of gas. Lots of different prizes. Now, in order to sort of play the game, if you will, what people need to do is go to am760.net and sign up. Once you sign up, you get to tell us when you listen. So you can say, I listen to J. Marvin on my way to work between 7:10 and, 7:40. That's a deal. When we get that information, we pull your name. That's when we're going to call your name. So we're going to call the names out when people are actually listening to the station. So the chances to win, if you're a real loyal listener, are very good. So that's kind of how this is going to work. We're going to start calling out the names next Monday, and it's going to go through May 5th. So, but the key is, get you signed up now so that your name's in the hopper to be pulled.
Yeah, you got to go to am760.net and sign up right now. So don't put that off today.
And I think, again, just some incredible things. You can also click when you go on to our website. You can click and you can look at what Crocodile Bay Lodge has to offer.
Right.
And you'll see that it's in an incredible place. We feel very, very lucky to get a deal with them to give away a trip like this. And I think it really fits in with the people who listen to the station. What a great experience to go down there and do that. So what I should mention is all the people who win the daily prizes will go into the hopper for that grand prize, the trip to Costa Rica. So that's how it's going to work. I wanted to get on and explain it. We're really excited about it. We haven't had anything quite like this to give away before on this station, and we just really think it's a real quality deal, as are the daily prizes, really quality prizes.
Yeah, we want you to come join us for breakfast and also for lunch.
Yeah,
dinner with Ed Schultz and myself ought to be something else.
Will anything be left for anybody else to eat?
I don't know.
No, just kidding.
Food fight. No, we're going to have a great time, and there's just lots of great gifts. So you got to go to am760.net, and you got to sign up now.
Yeah, do it now. And because, again, starting Monday, we're going to start pulling names and calling names. So you want to be in the hopper now.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, Jay.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go back to the phones and go to am760.net and sign up now. Let's go to Michael, who's been hanging on in Denver. Michael, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Say, Jay, I got a question for you. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Let's say you go to bed one night, and you wake up the next morning, you smell bacon and eggs cooking in your kitchen, right?
Yep.
And you go downstairs and you find a family of people who just didn't have anywhere to go, had no way to take care of their lives, but they're now inhabiting the downstairs of your house. And they give you $1,000. What are you going to do?
Well, did they knock on the door first or did they enter illegally?
They entered illegally.
Well, what I would do is I'd ask them what they were doing there, but if they entered illegally, I'd probably call the cops.
Okay, my case is closed.
No, your case is not closed. You got to have to make the parallel and go a little bit further.
Okay, so now we have...
Because in this particular case, what you have is you've got people who are occupying the country, but they're just not going and eating your food and living in your house. Let me finish,
okay.
Please. I have the weaker of the two throats.
Okay.
Allow me some courtesy.
All right.
Thank you. They're out working. They're out doing jobs that a lot of other Americans wouldn't do. They're, many of them, paying into the system. So it's not as if they're getting by. It's not as if it's the same example, somebody breaking and entering into your house and eating your food and then saying, well, I'm going to pay you $1,000. Many of the same people who complain about this illegal immigrant problem are the same people who are hiring them, be it to clean their house, to clean up their yards, to work at god awful back breaking labor.
But see, that's the problem that I have too, because it seems to me that the one way to stop illegal immigration is to go at the source of why they're here. Now, if you make it a $10,000 a day fine for every illegal they hire, two things would happen. One, they'd go home because nobody would want to hire them at $10,000 a day of illegal status, and or they would go ahead and they would apply for citizenship, and they would do the right thing in order to stay here.
So you're going to go to a woman, let's say, living in Cherry Creek, who hires an immigrant family to clean her house once a week. You're going to go charge her $10,000. You know how long that would last?
Yeah,
about
but
10
see,
seconds.
But therein lies the point. The point is that everybody keeps finding a new way to change the debate.
No.
And I'm saying
no,
that...
No, nobody's changing the debate. What we're looking for, and what a lot of people are looking for, is a workable solution. And the workable solution is that everybody's going to have to engage and they're going to have to be involved in something that they don't like. For instance, we're going to have to spend money to secure the border. We're going to have to go to Mexico and other Latin American countries, and we're going to have to tell them that they're going to have to step up to the plate, and that they're going to have to pull their weight, and that they're going to have to help fix this problem too.
Those are the first two things.
We're going to have to figure out what to do with the 11 million people that are already here. We are going to have to turn around and not only work these problems out, but we're going to have to work out a whole host of other problems. But there's no, you can't go, you know, we're going to have to make corporate employers and others who spend the money to hire large groups of illegal aliens, you're going to have to find them too. But you're going to have to put all of this stuff in place, because you know what? Like I said to the woman last hour, what you're talking about is, and the examples you're giving, is like when you have an artery that's punctured and it's bleeding, you want to clean the blood up first. The first thing you got to do is you got to stench the wound.
Well, see, I agree with all of that, okay? The reason why I use the analogy, I made it personal. So you could see that it's not about being racist. It's just about all of these things have to be in place for this thing to happen and happen correctly.
And there's also something else you're leaving out. We're inviting these people to come here.
Who?
Who? Employers.
So
it isn't as if they break into your house, start eating your bacon and eggs, and start spending and say, here, take $1,000. We're giving them tacit approval to come over here. We're saying to them, yes, you can work. And I'll tell you something. Like that book I recommended, Enrique's Journey. If you're sitting in a Latin American country, if you're sitting in the interior of Mexico, and you can't feed yourself, and you can't feed your family, let me ask you something. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and starve? Let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you going to sit there and starve? Or are you going to move north, where even if you have to clean out slaughterhouses, even if you have to go and clean rich people's homes, at least you've got some money for your kids, and at least you can eat? What are you going to do?
Your point is well taken, Jay, and I'm not arguing that point. But I am saying that there is a process, and that process needs to be adhered to. It doesn't mean that you come across the border illegally and boom, you're here and we give you a job. That's my point.
Well, then you're going to have to crack down on the business community, and the business community who wants the labor pool is not going to give in so easily. But taking the 11 million that are here and criminalizing them and beating up on them is not going to solve the problem. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. One line open at 303-713-7600. Go to am760.net. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. You got to sign up now. You know, John, I think outside this lodge in Costa Rica, I think you can smoke. John's going to sign up right now because he knows he can smoke at the lodge. Anyway, listen, go to am760.net. It's our way of saying thanks for being part.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
And you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
Your discretion advised.
A man tries to protect what he loves. He builds walls. He keeps the world out.
Nick Atwater is a thief.
Izzy, are we good to go?
Here we go. On three. One, two.
Oh, Benjamin, baby!
A thief who believes everybody steals.
Biggest thieves in the country got their names all over Fortune 500 companies. Enron, WorldCom. There's no such thing as a straight life.
A thief whose work has finally followed him home.
Somebody saw you, Nick. You're exposed.
I need this money. It's my money. Mine.
We take their money, they will go after our families.
Emmy Award winner Andre Brower.
Anybody messes with her, messes with me.
There's somebody out back.
You steal, you pay.
Thief. Series premiere tonight at 11. Only on FX.
J. Marvin here with a question. How can AM760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
I really like this song. Who is this? Sugar Ray? I like this. 8:22 minutes after 8. High today, 62. AM760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up for that Costa Rica trip and all the other prizes. Sign up now at am760.net. And coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to replay an interview we did this morning at 6:35 with senior policy advisor at the Center for American Progress, Dan Restrepo. And we'll play that back for you and continue to take your calls on this subject, which is immigration, illegal immigration. Here's Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM760. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I'm all about that trip to Costa Rica, I'll tell you.
We're all about giving it to you, too.
I've been there, and it's a gorgeous place. They're doing a lot of good, the right things about their environment.
Yeah, they really are.
I have a couple comments about the immigration discussion. First of all, real quickly, yesterday on Big Eddie's show, he had a caller who claimed to have worked for the IRS, and that the IRS at one point had a software program in place, and they were able to identify, he said, about a million people per year who were using phony Social Security numbers. And so they were able to identify them and deport them. But when Bush became president, he dismantled that program.
Well, and, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, and so I know Big Eddie is kind of, he's sniffing out the trail of that one, and hopefully we'll hear more about that. Okay, let's get to the Colorado immigrants. I'm a teacher, too. You're getting lots of teachers calling you today.
I love teachers. Good.
I teach adults. I teach adults at the adult ed level, at the community college level, and I do private tutoring. And they're all, of course, immigrants, all non-English speakers. And I have one of your callers earlier said, well, if we knew what the conditions were in their home countries, why do they want to come here? I have a couple of things I'd like of insights to offer into that that I heard from my community college class. This is an English grammar class. Number one, in Mexico, you can't get a job if you're over 35. You cannot get hired if you're over the age of 35. That's one big reason. My students in that class are from Mexico, Central America, South America, all the way down to Argentina, and several of them said in their countries, public schools are non-existent. So if you want your child to get an education, you need to be part of the elite and pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true. I've heard that before.
So, you know, we've set, and so my point is here, we've set up a very good system here, and of course, people who are living in worse conditions would look at this system and think, oh my gosh, America is the land of opportunity for so many reasons, and those are just two of them. So I wanted to share with you something that happened with this class of mine on Saturday. These are all women. They're married, they've got families, they've got jobs, and they want to get certified to open daycare centers in Colorado. So they spend all day on Saturday at school. They spend all morning studying about early child care development, and they spend 3 hours with me learning English grammar. And I'll bet you I could put them up against a lot of American high school students, and they'd beat them on the grammar part because they really study. Anyway, they wanted to go to the rally on Saturday, and I couldn't excuse them from class for that because it's not a school-sponsored event. So I made a deal with them. We sent two to be our delegates, and they're going to come back and report. And the rest of the students stayed in class. I ended class half an hour early, and they dictated a letter to me that I've sent to all of the newspapers. And the Denver Post called me yesterday, and their letter is going to be printed in this Sunday's Denver Post.
Oh, how fabulous. That's great.
Yeah. So they, you know, it gave them a voice. They thought, you know, they could go scream at Tom Tancredo, and I just said, well, Tancredo's not going to listen to you. You need to talk to the people who vote for him.
Yeah, and are your students here illegally?
You know, I don't ask them, but I do know that a couple of them are already naturalized citizens. A couple of them are studying citizenship in one of my other classes, and so that means that they've had their green card at least 5 years. So I think they're all in various stages of their residency. They've got their residency card. Some of them have been here long enough to apply for citizenship. Some of them already have it. So they're kind of in these varying degrees. But, in fact, it's not my job to go and say, you know, show me your green card. It's my job to teach them English grammar. So that's what I do. And so I just wanted, they were so passionate. They love this country. And they totally, they feel like they're being treated as terrorists. They feel like they're all being lumped together as those people, that they're all being lumped together as criminals, and they're not. And they do contribute productively. One of your callers earlier talked about the fact that the people who are working illegally are paying into the Social Security system, and they don't file income taxes. Well, here's the number on that. That's called the suspense file. These are the undocumented taxpayers. And since 1937, that fund has collected $265 billion, and $17 billion of that has been collected just since 1990. So they don't get to collect any income taxes. They can't file and get any returns.
You're right. Yeah, they don't get any returns.
No, so they're not just undocumented workers. They're undocumented taxpayers as well. And if you think about the people who want to just pack them all up and ship them all out, just think of what an economic disaster that would create.
Well, because they don't buy that idea, though.
No. Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't buy that idea?
A lot of callers don't buy that idea.
Oh, no, no, no. Of course not. But what about Mr. Tancredo? And where is he from? That sounds like an Italian name to me.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm on the same page in all of this stuff. I mean, but I think that you got two major things going on here. You're going to have to secure the borders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the story this morning about the nuclear material that made it through both the Canadian and also the Mexican borders.
Yep.
You got to secure the borders. And then the other thing is, here's the other thing, you got to decide what to do with the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants that are here now.
Sure. And I'm not opposed to some of the ideas that have been tossed out, especially for people who have committed crimes in this country. But you can't. But for people like Tancredo who want to just lump everybody together as, well, they're here illegally, so that therefore they're criminals, you know, let's have a little humanity about this.
Well, but I also think in the same respect, you can't put them at the head of the line either.
Oh, I agree. The people who have got their green card and they've been waiting, and you have to wait 5 years if you're not married to an American, that's a long wait. And then once they file their N-400 application, it can be 3 to 4 months before they get their interview, and it's a very long process. So, no, I'm totally in favor of that. I think that the people who are here without their green card and would qualify under these proposed ideas, Senator Kennedy's ideas, I do think they should be put at the back of the line. That's totally fair. But I don't think it's fair for Tancredo to lump them together as this scourge of our society.
Well, because there's political mileage in that.
Of
Kat,
course
thank you.
Is.
I appreciate the call.
You're welcome, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, 830 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's a woman I wouldn't mind going to Costa Rica with, although Mary would probably object to that. But I know Bailey would like to win this eco trip to Costa Rica. Here's Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Let's take off.
Well, you got it.
Trouble on the toll road. It's a rollover southbound E-470 between Smoky Hill and Gartrell. And then we have the semi still on its side about 2 miles outside of Golden. It's eastbound Highway 6 approaching Tunnel Number 1. Traffic is being diverted using the westbound lanes. Now, southbound 925, we're loaded up from 104th right into downtown, and we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. In Littleton, eastbound C-470, jamming now from Lucent to University, and southbound 225, looking at a slow ride from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Turnpike running heavy westbound from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa, and Denver bound, we're slow between Federal and Pecos. Onto the forecast, sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 49 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kaiser Permanente is concerned about your total health. So remember, there's no time like the present. Live in the...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads. Less time.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
All day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some of the callers that we get off the air are even better than some of the ones that make it on the air. 834, 26 minutes away from 9. 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, hanging in here just barely. And I'll be back on this afternoon doing the Ed Schultz show, too. High today, 62. Let's get back to this discussion about immigration. We'll replay the interview with Dan Restrepo coming up after 9 a.m. Don't forget, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. And let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, thanks for waiting. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Your voice is warming up as you go along.
You think so?
Yeah. I hope it lasts for you. I hope it doesn't get too worn out and then get cold on you for... Ed show, but anyway.
I got to tell you, man, I have drank enough tea and have had enough chicken soup, you know, over the last couple of days that I swear to you, man, I'm going to float for a month.
Well, hang in there. You're going to get better. We almost always do, so.
I hope so. Anyway, what's up?
Anyway, I would like you to consider that when you say that the American, there are some jobs that Americans won't do, that you may be just touting the line that the corporatocracy that runs our country wants you to tout.
Well, it may be true, but I can give you some examples.
Well, I would just like to ask you, what would you not do if you could get paid a living wage to feed your family? If, you know, what wouldn't you do?
Well, if I could get paid a living wage to do it, and I had to do it, I would probably do anything. And
absolutely.
But I think the problem is that economically, it's not going to pay a living wage unless they turn around, because most businesses would do this and would pass it off on the consumer. Now, let me give you some examples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think most Americans, I'm sure we could find somebody because you can't make broad brush statements, but I don't think most Americans would do back-breaking agricultural work. Do you?
I've done it in the past, but, you know.
But you didn't want to, and I'm sure that most Americans in this day and age, you know, and we would hope that they would aspire to something better, but wouldn't want to do it. I don't think most Americans would want to work in car washes.
Yeah.
I don't think most Americans would want to be dishwashers. I don't think, I don't think most Americans, and I mean, you could go down the line of dirty, sloppy,
right,
you know, low-wage gigs that if all of those places... All right, look, if you went to a guy who owned a car wash,
yeah,
and you said to him, you know something? You got to pay X amount of dollars. He's either got two choices. He's either going to say to you, well, you're cutting too much of my profit margin, so I can't pay X amount of dollars, so if I'm forced to pay X amount of dollars, I'm just going to close the doors.
Right.
Or he could turn around and say, okay, I can do that, but I'm going to pass it on to the consumer.
Right.
So suddenly you go from paying, I don't know, what's the going rate for a car wash these days, $16?
Yeah, probably for a good one.
Okay, now you go to paying $25 or $30.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're looking at, and I don't think, you know, in the end, oh, and there's another job, too. I don't think most Americans, if given the choice, would want to go and clean people's houses for a living.
I don't know. That's pretty. You know, any work well done is respectable.
Well,
I agree,
but I just don't think people would. I just don't think people. I mean, how many people do you run into and this, of course, is argument by antidote, but how many people do you run into when you talk to them, say, you know, I'm going to go get a job cleaning houses in Cherry Creek. I'm going to get a job at a car wash. Most people don't.
Yeah,
most people don't want to do that stuff.
It's not what we aspire to, and I hope that we as Americans can pull our heads out of our proverbial buttocks in the near future here to realize that not everybody can be a banker or a lawyer or a, you know, somebody's gotta wash the dishes. Somebody's gotta take care of the kids and schools and everything like that, and that those jobs are the support that allows everybody else to make their hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in their banking jobs. And as soon as we realize the value of those people, maybe the income levels in those jobs will go back up, and people will be.
Well, I think there's a lot of value in those jobs, and I think most people you run into who do those jobs usually hold multiple jobs and are usually aspiring to move up the ladder and to go some other place in society and go some other place economically. But if you go back and look at the history of this country, those jobs have always been taken by immigrants.
They were legal immigrants.
Well, that's true. I'm not for letting people in here illegally.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've been trying to make that case all morning long, but I'm just not in for letting people in here illegally. I think that the first thing we have to do is get control of the borders.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. And I think we do need as many immigrants as necessary to fill the jobs that the stuck-up Americans won't take, you know?
Well, they won't take it. They won't take it. It's not a matter of being stuck-up.
Well,
they won't take it because it doesn't pay. They won't take it because that's not what they aspire to. And you go to, like, a small business person, okay, who's got a business that employs, you know, 10, 15, 20 people.
Right.
And some of those people working there are illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You go to him and you say, okay, you know, here's what you're going to have to do. I mean, I'm not saying what you're saying about a living wage. I'm not saying that can't work. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't strive to achieve that.
Right.
I think we should strive to achieve it. But as I've been saying this morning since 6 o'clock, in order to fix this problem, first of all, this problem is complex.
It is very complex.
Okay. There are no easy answers.
Not at all.
There is a difference between common sense and cruelty.
Absolutely.
There is a difference between fear-mongering and keeping our wits about us to fix the situation.
Yes.
Now, this is an incredibly bright and smart country. We've got incredibly bright and smart people here.
Yeah.
If we sat down and wanted to work this out and wanted to fix it, we could do it.
Well,
but you know something? But you know something?
Is we don't want
because
the people that run our country don't want that problem fixed because it suits them just fine to employ people that don't have to pay a living wage to that can't demand a living wage.
Then maybe we need a change in leadership. And finally, you know what? Here's something that never is discussed. We have to go to these countries in Latin America and in Mexico and Central America.
Make them clean up the
act. And they have got to clean their acts up. Or we can no longer sit there and turn a blind eye to the way they run their societies, which border on feudalism.
Well, yeah, and support them with economic aid and military aid. I know.
I mean, man, we can go to Iraq and spend the $3 trillion. I mean, this is sitting in our backyard.
Yeah, literally.
All right, pal.
Have a good day. Hope your voice hangs in there, man.
All right.
I'll be listening to you on Jay or on Ed's show.
Glad you called.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. If I got time to squeeze another one in here, let's take a break and I'll put one in. All right, everybody, hang on. It's 8:43, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to go to AM760.net. Sign up. You can win that eco trip to Costa Rica and a free carton of cigarettes from John Turner. Just kidding, John. Man, you just can't smoke your life.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Outside, 2 miles outside of Golden, eastbound on Highway 6, approaching Tunnel Number 1, traffic will be detoured into the westbound lanes. Now, if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th into downtown, a crash on the left shoulder at the Franklin Street Bridge has us jammed back towards 6th Avenue. On to the forecast, should be nice today. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s, we're at 35 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment...
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula risk-free so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. According to a recent survey, the most popular name for a dog is Max, which I didn't know. Other popular names include Molly, Sam, Zach, and Maggie. Now, my two dogs, my Min Pin Jackson, we call him Jackson because if you look at his face, he looks like Jackson Pollock. But we have a nickname for him, too. We call him Jackie. Our Welsh Corgi we call Coco because she's a tricolor and it just kind of reminds us of it. You know what? Our pets are important to us, and I'll bet you yours are, too. That's why we switched to Purina One a long time ago, because Purina One offers a balanced diet that will give your dog a high energy level, healthy skin, and a shiny coat. All I'm asking that you do is take the Purina One 30-day challenge. What if you could change your pet's health for the better? I was skeptical at first, too, but you know what? Mary and I saw the changes in our pets, and you know, you should do it, too. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we'll play this for our friends in France. And all the kids are out on the streets protesting over the new labor laws. Public transportation workers, teachers, students protest in France. You know what? You saw all the big immigration protests yesterday and over the weekend. You see this going on in France? Sometimes I wonder why we can't have this kind of a turnout over Iraq. All right, 303-713-7600. We're talking about immigration. We got Jameson Fosier for Media Matters for America coming up after 9 a.m. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, a while back I spent 2 years working as a human resources director for a small manufacturing company. And I was in charge of hiring and firing. And I guess as I hear this whole conversation, we had 130 employees, and basically we had one guy with a green card out of the 130. And this is the kind of thing that all you needed was a high school education and a strong back. But it was not that hard to do checks. We had a computer system we subscribed to, and I would get a Social Security card and get the guy's application. And I would send the information in, and within 3 days it would come back, and it would do a background check as far as arrests, some history, whether the Social Security card was a valid card. And that was pretty well kept up to date. And then we would check, what it would do is come back and say, yes, that card was validly issued in Illinois in, you know, 1954. Well, if you looked at the guy's application, there were a number of guys that come in, and they were, you know, 30 years old. And their Social Security card was issued in 1954, it was pretty easy to say, I'm not going to hire you.
Yeah.
They were, you know, where did you you ask a few simple questions, and, you know, where were you born, and where were you raised up? Well, I was born down in Texas or somewhere, and it said that their Social Security card was issued in Florida or Illinois or Indiana. You know, raises some pretty interesting questions as to why employers are missing these. Now, the biggest trouble we had oftentimes is there were guys who would come in and they would have their cousin's Social Security card and they were about the same age and so on.
You know, the reason employers are missing it? Because they can pay cheaper wages.
Well, you know, I guess what I would say is, you know, if you're not going to prosecute an employer for illegally hiring people, then don't prosecute the people who were hired. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna make an issue about the person that's hired, that's up here illegally and has got illegal documents, and you want to, you know, fine him, send him back to wherever, then the employer ought to be equally responsible. And it's not, you know, as a human resources director, it's not very hard to tell whether, you know.
But we lose him. He's gone. Gone just like that. Vanished totally from the scene. All right, let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello. Hi.
Hi. I hope you feel better.
Oh, boy. You know what? Me and you both.
What was I going to say? First, I've got like 4 points, and that's it. They closed the borders, and I'm not exactly sure, maybe 12 years ago, because of the immigration problem. And they said that they could get people to do stoop labor in the fields, and they hired them. And within 2 to 3 days, they had no one, and they didn't have very many Americans that applied for it. And at the time, the salary was maybe $12 an hour, which was a lot of money. Couldn't take it. Farmers begged, literally begged to open the borders again and let these people in, okay? I've heard people say cleaning houses is, you know, real good and it's, you know, it's a great job. Well, guess what? If something's missing, who do you think they look at first? They look at themselves and think, well, you know, I maybe mislaid it. They look at that person and say, you stole it.
Yeah, I agree.
You took it. Okay, now the other thing that I'd like to say, isn't it odd that the liberals are agreeing with Bush, you know, that they shouldn't be arrested.
Well, I don't think that
I don't mean in the sense it's on the same plane and of anyone that we can't trust him. I mean, why is he feeling this way? You know, it's the corporations and everything else. But the thing I'd like to say
it's that he wants to court Hispanic voters.
Right. I think my husband came up with something, and I know he won't call you, but he said the reason why we won't stop Mexico and we won't stop other countries, any other countries from having people come in, is that's our future. We're looking at the American worker how many years down the line, and it won't be that far, because they've done that with the American, you know, auto industry. They'll hire them back at $9 an hour or $8
an
hour.
Yeah, we're heading increasingly to a service sector economy type situation. You're right about that.
And I think the thing that's frightening, you know, a lot of the things that are coming out, and this is my philosophy. I don't know if I'm right. I can't prove it. The people and reports are lying. Everything that comes out of the government right now seems to be misquoted, mistrust, and all these labor reports saying that our economy's thriving and it's really, really good. I think that if you're in the job market and you see what's going on, I have people coming up to me all day asking if I have a permanent job, if I'm full-time, and who do I work for, and could they get a job? And these are Americans.
Well, there are more people living in poverty in this country now than ever before, and it's gone up under George W. Bush. And middle-class wages have remained flat.
That's right. And I think that the reason why the Republicans or the conservatives are on this issue are people deep down know it's going to happen. I mean, if you're not involved with it right now, you're sort of afraid about your job. And they don't know what to do. So, gosh, here we are, and everybody else except the people that need the blame, and that's our government. You know, things have to change.
I agree. I agree that this administration has shown lousy leadership on all of these questions. On all of these questions, they've shown lousy leadership. Their homeland security credentials should be absolutely totally tarnished in most people's minds by now.
You know the award that he gives for the worst three people of the week?
Oh, you're talking about Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. I wrote him an email and told him keep up the good work, and I said the person who should get it, 1, 2, and 3, is George W. Bush, because everything he said last week was
yeah, it wasn't true. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, well, thank you, and feel better.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's finish up with John and Brush, because we got him back here. All right, John, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Yeah, your voice was bad enough to disconnect the phone.
I must have forced that to happen.
Anyway, like I say, it wasn't that hard to determine who was and who wasn't. If you're going to move against illegal aliens, then you need to move against employers. That would begin to solve the problem. Of course, you're never going to get the Republicans to do that.
No, because that's their constituency.
Yeah, and that's the way they can play those games. And, of course, they want that cheap labor here. One of the things my boss, and I used to kind of get along with my boss, but every once in a while he would have these flashes of neocon. And one of the things he used to say is, what I had to do is I had to fire every guy in the place and go down to Mexico and arrange for, you know, 100 people to have green cards and bring them all up here. Now, on the surface, that's horrible. On the other end, what he was saying is that they showed up for work. They were there all the time. They worked while they were there. They appreciated the job. He also underlined that with, well, he wouldn't have to pay them as many benefits and everything. So it was a way of him saving money. But it was also a statement about, some of the guys that he had working there. And the workforce wasn't the best. I think when people say, they take all the jobs that nobody else would do, there's a certain sense of truth to that. But I think what oftentimes happens is they also take a lot of the jobs that, the lower classes or the working classes or the would take. I think there's a lot of roofers out there that would like to be roofing.
Well, yeah, in those areas, that's probably true. But there are a lot of other areas, though, that you're not going to get people to take jobs. They're not going to, you know, people are not going to, you know, go work in a car wash unless they absolutely have to.
Pick onions. Yeah.
Yeah, or pick onions.
No, you're right about that. That's, you know, I don't think for the most part even the neocons and conservatives are upset with that work. They're upset with the jobs that they could get.
All right, John.
Competition.
I gotta go, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Have a chance to win big prizes from AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where there are big staff changes. Chief of Staff Andrew Card has resigned. His successor, Budget Director Joshua Bolton. The President used an Oval Office announcement to praise Card.
I have relied on Andy's wise counsel, his calm in crisis, his absolute integrity.
Now Budget Director Bolton dives into the pressure cooker job.
Josh is a creative policy thinker. He's an expert on the budget and our economy.
That comment seen as a signal to critics who called for changes. CBS News political analyst Dottie Lynch looks at that.
Polls in the past year almost have been declining. They really felt that a shakeup was needed.
Soon after word of that shakeup, Mr. Bush met with his cabinet, and within the past hour, he delivered yet another message on Iraq.
We're not going to lose our nerve. The stakes are high. We will complete this mission.
Mr. Bush says the next 3 years will demand much from his administration. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, now with more CBS News. Here's Dan Ravine.
A shakeup also at General Motors. The car-making giant today confirms it's laying off several hundred employees. At CBS Radio's WWJ in Detroit, Jeff Gilbert.
GM says the cuts will impact fewer than 500 white-collar workers at 30 locations around the country. The company's been trying to trim its salaried workforce 7% this year and can't meet that goal through voluntary departures.
This is a measure of cutting costs. It's probably a bad way of doing it.
Global Insight analyst George Magliano is concerned that cutting engineers could hurt GM's ability to put out competitive new products. The company says separated workers will be treated with dignity and respect. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
As the full Senate starts a week or two of debating immigration reform, a Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, criticizes the Judiciary Committee for embracing President Bush's guest worker program. Sessions calls that a blanket amnesty bill. But Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois speaks of being fair to foreign workers.
Do we need them? Are they an important part of America? I think they're a very important part. Not just for the spirit that they bring, but for what they do each day.
In Israel, it's election day, though Prime Minister Sharon in a coma for almost 3 months. His new political party is expected to win. Ehud Olmert likely to be his successor.
Israelis are lining up to vote at a school here in Jerusalem under very tight security. Armed police are checking the bags of everyone coming in. Some 25,000 police and soldiers have deployed across the country amid warnings that Palestinian militants are planning attacks to mar the election. Robert Berger, CBS News, at a polling station in Jerusalem.
If you're lonely for a long time, you're much more likely to have high blood pressure. That from a study by John Cassiupo, University of Chicago.
Our research suggests not only will they feel better,
about themselves with good relationships, but their body will also treat them better.
This is CBS News. This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like an eMachines computer and monitor for under $300, or a 300-gig internal hard drive for $99.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 26th through April 1st. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Log on to SBFantasyPortfolio.com and play the CNBC Squawk Box Fantasy Portfolio Challenge. You can win a 2006 Maserati Grand Sport. We'll give you 1 million Squawk Bucks to test your stock-picking skills with the rest of the nation. Log on to SBFantasyPortfolio.com for complete details. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Contest starts April 4th, ends May 26th. Must be at least 18 and a U.S. resident. Winner must pick up a car at a Maserati dealership. For official rules, go to SBFantasyPortfolio.com. Tonight on FX, see the hot new show Thief, starring Emmy Award winner Andre Brower. Tonight at 11, only on FX.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Tom Tancredo has been the fire-breathing dragon in the House when it comes to cracking down on illegals. And he says if the full Senate passes the guest worker bill, it's going to be DOA in his chamber.
People are concerned about their security. They're concerned about open borders. They're concerned about what is happening to their country. They're concerned about the balkanization of America. I guarantee you it is, if not the hottest topic, it's close to the top. It's sizzling.
The congressman says no plan that provides amnesty and a massive increase in foreign workers will pass the House. Colorado is now the 13th state in the union to ban smoking in most public places. The governor signed the bipartisan bill just one day before it would have automatically become law. Dan Hopkins with the governor's office saying the bill was a no-brainer.
Within a year or two, maybe less, this smoking bans like this will simply be accepted as a way of life, and people will wonder, really, how we got along without it.
Secondhand smoke costs more than $180 million a year in health costs. Mostly sunny today, high clouds, high around 63. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Highways are starting to thin out just a little bit, but still seeing a busy ride. I-25 running heavy in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 looking better between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and C-470 back up to speeds as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. Now southbound 225 still looking at brake lights as you head toward the Tech Center and the Turnpike a little heavy through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, outside of Golden, crews are still working the semi. It's on its side, eastbound Highway 6 just before Tunnel Number 1. Expect to be diverted into the westbound lanes to get around that.
Travelocity presents the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, only big kahunas can afford a trip to Hawaii.
Balderdash! Travelocity's got great deals on Hawaiian vacations.
Myth 2, no one has ever caught the Nene bird.
I found one!
Vacations to Hawaii from $422. Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com/Hawaii for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to pick your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
It matters for America's updates via email. If you read enough of Media Matters for America's website, you will begin to sniff this stuff out for yourself and begin to see a lot of it. And somebody who I've seen a lot of this from is Lou Dobbs. And I have gotten emails from people who are angry at me for picking on Lou Dobbs. You guys released a scathing report yesterday called "The Lineup on Lou Dobbs Tonight Overwhelmingly Tilts Right." You want to talk about that?
Sure. This is the latest in a series of reports we've put out detailing the guest lists of various shows. We started with a report about the Sunday shows on the three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, in which we looked at a nine-year span and found that the guest lists tilt overwhelmingly to the right. We followed that up with a look at MSNBC's Hardball over a couple-month period and found the same thing, that the guest list tilted overwhelmingly to the right. And so now we add to the list Lou Dobbs Tonight. We looked at the guests on Lou Dobbs in January and February, and we found that particularly in February, there's just a huge imbalance. In February, conservative guests outnumbered progressive guests by 2-1, 35-17. As with all the other programs we've looked at, one of the things that people might not expect quite so much is how much of an imbalance there has been among the journalists and pundits who appear on Lou Dobbs. Pundits, overwhelmingly conservative. It's not just that they're bringing on more elected officials, which some people can rationalize away as, well, there are more elected Republicans, so of course there's more Republican guests. That's not a rationale that I think has a lot of merit, but it's an argument that people can make. But when you look at these, the sort of pundit panels that Dobbs has on, he'll have John Fund, Ed Rollins, and David Gergen. John Fund's an ultra-conservative Wall Street Journal editorial page writer. Ed Rollins is a Republican strategist. And David Gergen is the most liberal of the group, and he worked for Nixon and Reagan.
Right, right.
And that's their panel.
You talk in this thing about this poor guy, I can't think of what his name is now, who appeared, who was neither right nor left, and appeared on Dobbs' show. And I guess he crossed Dobbs on immigration, which is one of Dobbs' big deals. He does this like almost every night, calls it broken borders. And Dobbs just started screaming at this guy.
Yeah, he did. This is a guy named Wade Buchanan from the Bell Policy Center, and he was talking about a proposed ballot measure in Colorado, actually, that would bar illegal immigrants from receiving any state services. And Dobbs just berated him to the point where Wade kind of gave up and asked Dobbs, "Would you like my opinion, or would you like to yell at me about this?" And Dobbs preferred to yell at him about it. Dobbs certainly does have a very strong point of view, particularly on immigration, and unlike some hosts, doesn't make any attempt to hide it. He's very forceful. He devotes a large portion of just about every, if not every, program to immigration issues, and outsourcing are his two major topics, and he has a point of view. And you know, I'm actually open to the idea that that's okay, that there's a place on cable television among the 24 hours they broadcast for a show that has a point of view and a perspective. What I'm bothered more about is the composition of his guests than his personal flogging of this issue. It's no secret where Lou Dobbs comes down, and people can see if they agree with him or not. But the fact that he doesn't present any kind of balance at all to these panels is more troubling to me.
Well, here's something I saw yesterday, which I thought was weird. Is Lou Dobbs a talking head pundit, or is he a journalist? Because he does deliver straight news. Yet yesterday, he was on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer and was in kind of a face-off. It was not too confrontational, except you could tell from Dobbs' faces that he was making on camera that he disagreed with New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. But he's on there offering his opinions. So which one is he? Is he a pundit, or is he a journalist, and how can you be both?
Well, I think he is both. I think there's no question, if you watch an episode of the Lou Dobbs show, that he's absolutely giving you his opinion and doing it forcefully, doing it regularly, and doing it as a large portion of the show. At the same time, he interviews guests, and he does do some straight news reporting, and he does a bit of both. And it would be a mistake to conclude that he's unique in that right. Not only a lot of people on television play those sort of dual roles, but print reporters do too. You read a Jim Vandehye article in the Washington Post, and then that night you see him on MSNBC and he's offering his opinion. These things happen. There's been a blurring of the line between just straight news reporting devoid of opinion and opinion journalism, and That's certainly something that makes the whole situation complicated and makes it hard for news consumers to really understand when they're getting just facts and when they're getting opinion.
Well, see, that was my next question. How do you know when you're getting facts and how do you know when you're being handed opinion if
sure.
they don't qualify it?
Well, you can often tell by the tone and by the types of things that are being said. If Lou Dobbs is saying America has a real problem with illegal immigration and we need to do something to stop anybody from ever coming into the country, that on the face of it is just an opinion. You can agree with it or disagree with it and have a valid opinion either way, but that's clearly an opinion versus when he says, you know, and I'm going to make this up now, 21% of Arizona residents are illegal immigrants. That would be a statement of fact. I don't think it's true, to be clear. I'm making that up as an example.
Right,
but that's, you know, you can often tell by that sort of thing. The problem that comes in is when he's making something that sounds like a statement of fact, is he cherry-picking it? Is it really representative of the larger truth, or is he just picking that particular fact because it supports his opinion? And that's much harder to tell. And I think as far as Lou Dobbs on his show, if he's talking about immigration or outsourcing, it's safe to say that whatever he's saying is representative of his opinion rather than of necessarily just a broad, undeniable truth.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Jameson Fosier on for Media Matters for America. MediaMatters.org is their website. All right, before we run out of time here, how is the Bush administration's campaign to beat up the media? How's that going?
Well, I think you have to look at it in two ways. I think their claim that it's the media's fault that people think Iraq is going poorly is laughable on its face. I don't think anybody's buying that. We've now entered the fourth year of what was supposed to be a four-week war. So people understand that things aren't going well, and no matter how much spin the administration tries to throw out there, that it's just that the media isn't reporting the good news. You know, people aren't falling for that. The effect it does have, though, is it has a real effect on the media. We've seen countless stories and reporters on television talking about these things over the last week or so, sort of defending themselves from this criticism. As a result, nobody in the news business seems to be considering the possibility that they're actually sugarcoating what's going on in Iraq, that they're actually doing a poor job of covering the war in a way that benefits the Bush administration, that yesterday, the New York Times reported on some new memos from Britain that show that Bush had made up his mind to go to war in his own words long before he publicly acknowledged. That's evidence that George Bush lied to us publicly before announcing that we were going to war in Iraq. That hasn't been picked up on. The Boston Globe last week reported that Bush has indicated that he's not going to follow the provisions in the Patriot Act that require congressional oversight of the FBI's expanded use of their powers. That hasn't been followed up on. So when the administration beats up on the press saying that they're being unfairly harsh, you know, I don't think anybody believes that things are really going well in Iraq, but it does have an effect of sort of getting the media back on their heels and not considering the fact that or the possibility that they're in fact being too kind to the administration.
So since nobody is buying it, but is the media becoming even more subservient? Because I'm still reeling over the press conference, and I'm still reeling over the Helen Thomas incident, and I'm still reeling over the fact that he didn't answer the question, and nobody, not one person in that room, turned around and re-asked the question again.
No, that's exactly right. Helen Thomas asked him, why did we go to a war in Iraq? And he responded by talking about Afghanistan. And nobody asked a follow-up question, and throughout the rest of the press conference, Bush kept cracking his little wisecracks, and reporters kept laughing. And just once, you wanted to hear somebody, instead of laughing, say, hey, you know what, answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, the checks and balances in this society, part of them are supposed to be a free press. Yet what we have now is we have basically a subservient press. That's what it seems like.
In a lot of ways, it does. It does seem like that. You really have to wonder when there's been no follow-up to a story about the Bush administration announcing that they're not going to bother following provisions of the Patriot Act that they asked for. The Patriot Act was their idea.
By the way, former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger has died. I just thought I would make that announcement. So that makes Caspar Weinberger and Lynn Nofsinger. So those are two ex-Reagan cabinet members, or I guess Nofsinger was an advisor, so that makes two people from the Reagan era that have died. Jameson, really appreciate you being on the program. Pardon my voice, and thank you so much for everything you guys and Media Matters does. And I just urge people to go to MediaMatters.org and to check this stuff out for themselves.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Feel better.
All right. Talk to you soon. There's Jameson Fosier. What a great organization Media Matters is. Mary and I give money to them monthly, and they really keep the press in check. All right. We'll open up the phones at 303-713-7600. You can continue to talk about immigration if you want to, or you can go on to other subjects, such as the memo that was published yesterday in the New York Times about Bush and about Blair having that incredible conversation about going to war in Iraq, which two of the things that I thought really stood out were, number one, the idea of assassinating Saddam Hussein, which would, by the way, be illegal, and which has never stopped this administration, and also taking a plane and painting it up in the UN colors and then seeing if Saddam would shoot it down to try to provoke some kind of confrontation between Saddam Hussein and this country. 303-713-7600. Don't forget to go to am760.net and sign up. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. So make sure you do that today. And I got three open lines at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we still have one problem working on the highways, and it's just outside of Golden, the semi on its side, eastbound Highway 6, just before Tunnel Number 1. Expect to be diverted into the westbound lanes to get around that. Other than that, things looking real good around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, back up to speed. So is the turnpike through Broomfield and Westminster. I-70 looking real good from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. Southbound I-25, a little sluggish as you head into downtown. Now we're slow in both directions through T-Rex and southbound 225. We're looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. On to the forecast. Sunny skies today. Highs in the 60s. We're at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With United Airlines, you could be a miles millionaire. United's giving 25 winners a million miles to mark the 25th anniversary of their Mileage Plus program. For rules, visit united.com/25 million. You could become a miles millionaire with United. It's time to fly.
Are you worried about money? Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, My Freedom System may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With a step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days, which is 8 to 10 hours of work a week. To receive your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399. Everyone says triple pane windows will save you money, then you see the cost. I'm Jeff Kingery for the affordable Odyssey window. Triple pane windows you can actually afford. Check it out for yourself on the Troubleshooter Network or OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 62. And I haven't said much about it this afternoon, but I'll be back I haven't said much about it this morning, but I'll be back this afternoon sitting in for Ed Schultz, which ought to be pretty interesting. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Alan in Colorado Springs has been hanging on for a long time. Alan, thank you for waiting, and go ahead.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys. Were talking about facts and all that. Well, I drive a truck. I've been driving the truck for a while. And, you know, everybody says that the illegals are, they're after, like, car wash jobs and all that. I see them driving FedEx trucks, getting paid $70,000 a year.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you pull over every FedEx truck and ask them if they're illegal?
No.
How would you know whether that's an illegal driving or not?
Because I've seen a confrontation with a clerk. And
okay,
the guy didn't even have an American driver's license.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, that's one confrontation with a clerk.
Okay.
See, because in other words, be careful about what you're saying, because what you're in essence saying here is that FedEx is hiring illegal aliens, and hold on a second. I don't want to, number one, get sued for that, and number two, I don't think you want to get sued either.
Well, it wouldn't be FedEx itself, actually. It would be subcontractors. You know, you go into Colorado Springs and look at any construction company. I mean, there's, I would say, in the thousands of illegals working in the construction area in Colorado Springs alone.
Well, I have no argument. I have no argument with that. I've heard that before.
You know, you go even in the. I'm not talking the regular low end construction jobs. I'm talking heavy equipment, driving trucks, the really big paying jobs. You go to the heartland of America, right into Iowa. There's not a place that you can go in Iowa without running into a bunch of illegal immigrants working there.
All right, wait a minute.
Through everywhere in the country.
All right. You know, I'm not saying that you were lying. I'm not saying that you would willfully lie.
It's a total fact.
Well, okay, but, you know, have you asked each person that's driving one of these vehicles? Have you asked each person that's working in the construction industry? I believe that they're into it. Have you asked them?
No, but I'm...
Well, then how would you know if you haven't asked them?
Because there's 11 million illegal in our country.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. How do you know, for instance, how do you know if a guy... who's driving heavy machinery, and I have no doubt there are illegals working in the construction industry. That's not what I'm saying. But how do you know that a guy who's driving heavy machinery... Wait a minute. When you see somebody doing it, how do you know they're legal or they're illegal? If you don't ask them.
I've talked to a few of them. I used to be in that field.
Okay, so it's argument by antidote. All right, go ahead.
All right, and I mean my sister alone. I mean she's involved with a guy that came over from the border. He's running his business on her Social Security number.
I mean, why is she
doing that? I have no idea.
Well,
I mean,
she's your sister. She's your sister. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't say something to her.
No, I don't even talk to her. I don't even talk to her.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's illegal for one, and I don't know. I don't agree with it. I pay my taxes. I pay my bills. You know what I mean? We got a bad problem here.
Well, how do I know that you pay your bills? I don't know you.
I mean, we got a horrible problem in this country.
How would you fix it?
How would I fix it?
Yeah.
Well, I like what they're doing this weekend. I mean, this last week, make them do what?
Make them do what?
Any other country when they come, they have to apply. They have to get...
Okay, but nobody's disagreeing with that. Everybody agrees that they should come here illegally. What I'm asking you is, how do you fix the situation with the 11 million that are here illegally?
Honestly, I don't think you can. I mean, I really don't think... I don't think you can. How are you going to fix something with 11 million people? You know, that's like trying to change the entire country.
Well, I think what you try to do is you try to figure out some way to bring them out of the shadows and to mainstream them. I think it's the only choice you have. You can't deport them.
No.
It's unrealistic. And labor's not going to, and management's not going to allow you to do that. I think you fine employers for hiring illegals. I think you secure the borders. All right, well, we're losing you. I appreciate it. Drive safe out there. All right, let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
One thing that I have noticed, at least back on Lou Dobbs, whether he's a pundit, I think that he definitely pushes certain topics. I think he makes no bones about how having been a Republican, he's been on Al Franken and discussed that. But sometimes it's interesting what, the direction he takes in arguing with Republicans, being critical of the Congress and talking about raising the minimum wage and even talking about the melting of the polar ice caps. He's also not afraid to use language that talks about big business from a negative point of view. Some of his language is the same.
Well, I've heard him do that too.
I've heard him do it a lot.
But I point out a couple of things. Number one, as Media Matters for America documents, the majority of his guests by, I think, the ratio of 7-1 are conservative. That's number one. And number two, if you're going to be a pundit, then you're a pundit. Hold on a second. If you're going to be a pundit, then you're a pundit. You're not a journalist. I've also seen him deliver straight news. Now, how do I know, and how do people who are watching him, how do they know they're getting the straight news or they're getting the Dobbs interpretation of the news?
Well, I think you could. I think he's so obvious. It is clear, just like when Al Franken covers straight news and then goes on and makes
Al
jokes.
Franken doesn't have Al Franken doesn't have a news show.
No, there, but he does. A difference. He has covered some
Franken,
straight news. And
Al Franken.
Then
Al Franken is a talk show host. Lou Dobbs is a newsman. There's a difference.
I think you've got a very good point there. Although I don't think he's a pundit for a particular party because he's been critical.
That's not
a lot
what
of those
I said. I did not say that he was a pundit for a particular party. What I said was,
well, then I would like some more clarification on
well,
pundit.
You know what I think? Pundit is somebody who gives their own personal viewpoints instead of just reading the news straight.
A pundit was somebody who didn't just give their personal viewpoints, may agree with the party, but is out there taking their lines
no,
from someone.
No, the pundit is somebody who gives their opinions. Not, go look
why have somebody
go,
on
go,
Media
go,
Matters
go.
And cover how conservative his guests are?
Because
I don't
that,
think
because
that's the direction
because,
you were arguing
because,
before.
Because, yes, that was the direction I was arguing, and because that I wasn't arguing it. I was stating it as fact because that's what Media Matters does. And I would suggest
they,
that if you have
you
questions,
covered more about what
I
would said su- than,
I would
than
suggest
the nature of the guests the way you
would,
had the guests
I would,
had
su-
on
I would suggest that you go look at Media Matters website and go see for yourself. The majority of his guests are conservative. Why is that?
Right, but that would be an argument that he's a conservative pundit per se, and he criticizes
no,
the Congress
no,
a lot.
No, what that is what that suggests is that his show is tilted towards a conservative viewpoint. You can criticize Congress
sure,
and still
but
be
his
conservative.
Language implies that he's critical of a conservative.
That doesn't
viewpoint.
Make it. There are a lot of conservatives out there who are critical.
You can have a lot of conservatives
ever,
on
ever,
in order to
ever,
argue with them.
Excuse me. Do you ever watch Meet the Press? Or no, I'm sorry. Do you ever watch This Week with George Stephanopoulos?
Sure.
Do you ever see George Will? Do you ever see George Will on there?
I do not remember who George Will is.
Well, if you don't know who George Will is, then what you got to do is a little homework and go look it up. George
well,
Will.
Why don't you do a little
George,
bit of homework
George Will,
on whether
George
or not
Will,
those Hispanics are
George,
driving those trucks
George,
instead of lambasting against
you
the
know what? Now, now
you know what?
Yeah, all right, goodbye. I don't have the throat or the voice to put up with it. And you know what? Now you're dragging off. You're moving off into another subject because you're trapped. And George Will is a conservative, and George Will criticizes the White House and criticizes the Congress on many matters. But George Will is a pundit. George Will is not a journalist, and he's not a newsman. And Lou Dobbs plays a double role. And then you got to ask yourself whether when he delivers the news, is he giving you the news straight or is he spinning it? That's all I'm bringing up, and the fact is his show is tilted conservatively. Go look at Media Matters. They keep track of it. 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Still a busy ride. We are seeing some trouble with a crash northbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. Also, police activity now northbound I-25 right around Highway 36. I-70 looking a lot better between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. C-470 back up to speeds through Highlands Ranch and stop on 225. Still bunching up just a little bit as you head into the tech center. Around town, we're doing a lot better on Highway 93, the diagonal and Foothills Parkway. Turnpike looking real good through Broomfield and Westminster and checking out the fork.
Tonight, the best hour of comedy on Tuesday is on NBC. First, attention all Scrubs fans. After four long years, the big moment is finally here for Turk and Carla.
I just want a baby so badly.
Then, a brand new comedy you'll learn to love. Teachers.
I've got to go.
No, those bells don't mean anything.
A great hour of comedy, the Scrubs pregnancy, and the premiere of the new comedy Teachers, plus an all-new Law & Order SVU, tonight on NBC.
Your energy bill every month. I'm Jeff Kingery, and I recommend you check it out for yourself at odysseywindows.com or call for a free home demonstration, 303-445-0578.
O-T-Y-S-S-T-Y.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Smoking in the boardroom. Smoking in the boardroom.
Yeah, we play this for John Turk, the producer of the show, who is livid over Bill Owens signing the smoking, anti-smoking bill. High today, 62, AM 760, Progressive Talk. You got to join Big Eddie and myself for dinner. You can also win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at AM760.net. Boy, I about blew my throat out over the last caller. I like it, always like it when you ask somebody a question they can't answer and they move off into another argument. Let's go to Tim, who's been hanging on in Longmont. Tim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to offer a quick observation on this immigration issue.
Sure.
I find it kind of interesting that in some ways it parallels the debate, you know, that occurred over referendum C and D here in Colorado.
Right.
Where you've got the Republican Party and you've got the old-time pro-business part of the Republican Party who, you know, in the immigration thing are worried about the fact that, you know, the whole agricultural industry in the United States is basically supported by, you know, workers who come up from Mexico on a seasonal kind of basis and all of that, a lot of which are unfortunately illegal, you know, and we need to fix that problem, I think. And then you've got the folks on the other part of the Republican Party, just the rabid right, that they don't care about that. They just want to throw them all out. And to me, it's going to be real interesting to see how this plays, because I think the Republicans have to decide, you know, which side are we on? And I, you know, I notice it seems like Bush is kind of fishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Looking, oh, do I want to get that part right? No, not quite that far. Got to go back towards the business. Got to appeal to the, you know, Hispanic vote. You know, it's amusing to see these clowns.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, on one hand, Bush is trapped between the business community and alienating Hispanic voters, which he wanted, you know, to bring into the Republican Party on a greater amount, and he did get more Hispanic votes this last time around. And then the Tancredo wing of the Republican Party, which wants, you know, you're right, to round everybody up and throw them out. And the Republicans are split on this, and they're stuck. And it doesn't seem to be any easy answer to any of this. And there was an article in the New York Times, last weekend, there was a profile of John Cornyn in there about how John Cornyn is stuck. He's trapped between the two factions. I don't know, man. What are they going to do?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and obviously this is a big issue both for the rabid right, but also if you notice how many people were in the protests and demonstrations and, you know, whatnot in L.A. over the weekend. This is a big
one. Well, CNN is carrying a story this morning that high school students have again walked out.
Oh, yeah, and I think especially in California and, you know, in Arizona, this is a big deal, and especially California. There's enough people out there. This could prove to be real interesting.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, Democrats could, I mean, I'm not saying this is good public policy, but they could sit back, we could sit back, and just allow them to cannibalize themselves.
Yeah, the one thing about the Democrats is hopefully they would come out with some sort of position on it, and, you know what I'm saying, act like kind of a coherent party, which, you know what I'm saying, sadly at times seems to be just slightly or maybe a lot beyond their ability. But,
yeah, you know what, I agree 100%. And progressives and liberals, you know, they don't seem to really want to take too much of an opinion or a view of this thing. They've remained distant. I mean, you had all of those demonstrations yesterday, and I went around and looked at a bunch of, because I was home, I went around and looked at a bunch of liberal blogs, and you know what? Very few of them had anything on there about this whole immigration situation.
Interesting. Yeah, that it's just kind of not on their radar. No, it's not on their radar.
They're reporting other things.
And that's something that kind of scares me, to be honest, as somebody who thinks of myself as progressive, is, you know, obviously the Republican Party isn't of a whole lot of use in advocating positions I care about. But sadly, a lot of times the Democrats don't seem to be, especially at the national level, don't seem to be actually all that much better. You know what I'm saying? They've kind of turned, you know, the definition of the Democratic Party into, unfortunately, about just, you know, only about reproductive rights stuff.
Like, you know what I would like to see? I would like to see some leader in the Democratic Party come out and tell this immigration thing the way it really is and say, folks, this is a complicated problem that requires cooler heads, a lot of deliberation, and some concrete steps that we can take to start to fix this problem, but that we are by no means going to get it done through ballot referendums or clean it up overnight. And just be honest with people about this, because there is so much hysteria wrapped up in this thing. I mean, and I've been wondering on and off all morning, and nobody has called and answered this. How much of this hysteria is racism, and how much of this hysteria is, well, they're not like me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because it does play into the racist thing. Yeah, and isn't it amazing when you get, you know, John McCain and Ted Kennedy working together on things? I mean, boy, this interesting situation.
Sure is. Hey, Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. If you want to jump into this, talk about immigration or talk about anything else you want to talk about. But I wonder how much of this is like, well, they're not like us. They're getting something that we're not getting. They're different than us. Like, I didn't want to say to the truck driver, for instance, well, because you see a Hispanic person behind the wheel, you know, or operating heavy machinery, do you immediately look at them and think, they're illegal? You know, I don't know. I never given it much thought up until, you know, today and now. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
I've been giving a lot of thought to this immigration thing, and there's a couple of things I think are valid points that I don't know if been mentioned today or not. I've been hopping on the radio, but I think the real problem we have is that nobody's going after these businesses that employ illegal aliens to actually enforce the laws we have on the books. Now, granted, that'd be a large task to do, and a lot of people are going to be upset about the loss of cheap labor, but if it was fair across the board where everybody had to pay the same, everybody, instead of having low rent labor, then I don't think the employers would care so much about it.
Well, you know, like Tim, the last caller, was talking about, man, you know, the business community wants the cheap labor pool, and they're going to fight this every inch of the way.
Exactly, but if everybody has to, nobody has access to a cheap labor pool, and they all have to pay the same, and then therefore raise their prices the same, then there's no unfair advantage one way or the other. Each individual business would have to be on the same playing field. When it becomes a problem is when somebody has cheap labor and somebody doesn't have access to it that's competing with them, that's when they have problems with it. So if there's across-the-board enforcement of this from every business angle, then what would really be their issue? They're not going to save any money from anybody else if they're all paying the same price.
Or you're right about this. Or they would have to find another way. They would have to find another way to be able to make up the difference, the price difference.
Absolutely. And the very valid point that there's 11 million illegal aliens in this country and it'd be cost prohibitive to deport them all is absolutely true. And the only way I can see that you could combat that is by using the laws of supply and demand, which is what brought them in here in the first place. there's a demand for jobs, there's going to be supply for people to come do it. If you cut the demand for jobs out, then you're not going to have a supply of people come up here. It's just, or coming here from any country. I work at the airport, and I can tell you for the fact that after 9/11, they went through and talked to everybody out here. They checked on everybody's credentials, and everybody was out here had to be show that they were actually a legal resident of the United States. There were a lot of people that didn't come back after 9/11. But after that happened, everybody here was documented, and there's no longer any question about that. You can't get on the airport without going through that system in the first place because of the 9/11 security system.
Yeah, see, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with it at all. And, you know, there's one other thing I want to throw in here. I keep throwing it in, but nobody bites on it, except for me. Do you think poverty and inequity, do you think those are moral? Do you think those are moral questions?
Moral as in?
As in wrong. Exploitation, do you think that's wrong?
Exploitation is wrong if you know you're exploiting somebody and taking advantage of them because they're poor, rather than trying to bring them up and trying to equalize them.
Is poverty a bad thing?
Poverty is a bad thing, but poverty's been around since time began.
Well, I'm not indicating you can wipe out all poverty.
Right.
But I think one of the things this country needs to do is look towards Mexico and look towards Latin America and tell them, you know what, they have to step up to the plate. They have to clean up the stuff that's going on there, because a lot of these people who come here, they're leaving home not because they want to. They're leaving home because they need to, because they have to find employment. And there is no employment there, and there are people who are starving there, and these countries have got to clean up their acts. And you know what? And I said this morning starting at 6 a.m., and I'll say it again. If we can go halfway around the world and spend upwards of what may turn out to be $3 trillion on this war of choice in Iraq, we certainly can pressure Mexico and these Latin American countries to clean up their acts, because they're in our backyard.
We spent half as much money helping those guys out as we spent in Iraq. We'd probably have them exactly where they want to be.
Yep, I think you're right. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600, 945, 15. Away from 10, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. You can also win dinner with Big Ed Schultz and myself. Sign up for that, too, at am760.net.
AM760, progressive traffic.
Denver Drive's in pretty good shape right now as you make your way across the downtown area on I-25. No major delays. Did have reports of an accident. Northbound at 6th Avenue should be off to the side, so it shouldn't delay you too much as you make your way north. Also, reports of some police activity going on northbound at the Turnpike. Otherwise, good shape on the rest of I-25 heading south through T-Rex to the Tech Center. And good speeds on the Turnpike in both directions, and no worries in and around Boulder right now. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 63, partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 37. Partly sunny, a chance of some rain or thunderstorm activity tomorrow afternoon. Certainly does sound like spring with a high near 70. Right now it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? Starting next week, you can win one of these prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Rocky's Autos, and Rocky's matching down is back, and it's back big time, up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 to put down, you've got $1,000. If you've got $1,500 to put down, you've got $3,000. Rocky's Autos, with the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rocky's, and we've been buying from Rocky's since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rocky's Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A number one. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rocky's is even more affordable than before. Check them out, Rocky's Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Rocky's Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
I'm Jeff Kingery with good advice to save you money. Odyssey Windows is the affordable way to save money every month. Triple pane windows you can afford. Learn more at OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason.
John Turk, who produces this show. His mind is not on immigration.
I'm going to go sit on the Capitol steps and chain smoke all till July 1, I think.
His mind is not on any of the things we're talking about. He is just upset over Bill Owens signing the smoking bill. And he's been griping about it all frickin' morning. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 62. And thank you for putting up with me this morning with my voice. Now, if you can believe this, I'm going to try to rest my vocal cords for a couple hours, and then I'm going to take this embarrassment on to the national stage as I sit in for Ed Schultz this afternoon. And I believe that, you know, my voice has got to recover because I'm supposed to do it again on Friday, and also I'm supposed to turn around and I'm supposed to do Jerry Springer as well. All right, let me go back to the phones here, and we go to John in North Glen. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, John.
I'm not exactly coming at this with a particular point of view, but I was wondering, I love Keith Olbermann's show.
Yeah, I do too.
But I was wondering, would he be a pundit? I can't tell it in his guests, but I've noticed, I don't think it's very likely that Al Franken will make his worst person in the world list.
No, I think he is a pundit, and I think that he's liberal slanted, and I think that you can tell it in his questions. I think you can, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't find anything wrong with it. I mean,
said that's what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is. I mean, he's a personality. He's a pundit.
Although I understand that that's what I thought he probably was. I haven't checked his guest list to see if it's the same issue on the guests. But what I was wondering is, has he said any more than Dobbs has, or any more, and I don't know what other examples you might want to get into.
Yeah, he's been as strong as Dobbs has.
Has he described himself as a pundit as opposed to whether Dobbs has?
No. But Dobbs has not described himself as being a pundit either.
Okay, but who would be more, now I understand that you have the liberal show, but does Media Matters have anything
on Olbermann?
That you know of on other than conservative people? I have not spent a lot of time on their website.
No, their whole aim is to watch the conservative movement in the media. They have very little on they have nothing basically on the liberal news media. And the only time Olbermann ever shows up on there is for his worst person of the day. If it turns out to be somebody like Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, or Michael Savage, or any of those, or Glenn Beck, or any of those kinds of people.
So Media Matters, they do watch for, they use journalistic criteria for a lot of what they're watching for.
All they do is debunk the right-wing media. Here's an example of something that they would do. Chris Matthews, I didn't see this, but I read about it. Chris Matthews made a comment to a guest that John Murtha's troop redeployment plan, he said, quote, what did it get? Maybe 18 votes in the House of Representatives? So Media Matters takes the quote and then underneath it cites the fact that it was that it was never voted on, that Murtha's troop redeployment plan was never voted on, and then they cite the source, the link, so you can go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff they do.
And I'm the Dobbs person. I think his guest list is more of a concern between those two examples. But I've also noticed he argues with his guests a lot. If so many of them are conservative, who's he arguing with the most?
Well, Media Matters gives the example of that poor guy. I can't think of his name, from the Bell Foundation or whatever it is. I don't have it in front of me. Where Dobbs basically got to the point where the guest just said, do you want to hear my opinion or do you just want to yell at me? And Dobbs just continued to yell at him. Because you challenge a conservative guest doesn't necessarily mean that you're not conservative. The thing I wanted to point out to that guy that was calling up, and then he went off in some other direction, is that one of the most critical people that you'll find towards this administration is George Will, who's a conservative. He's written critical pieces. These are op-ed pieces now, okay? So you know he's an editorial guy. He's a pundit. These are conservative pieces against the administration's Iraqi policy. He has made critical statements on this week with George Stephanopoulos. But he's not a newsman. He's not a straight newsman, so you know exactly, you know, where he's coming from. My question about Dobbs is that, number one, according to Media Matters, and they document it, that his guests are overwhelmingly conservative. So many times you don't get the progressive or liberal viewpoint on a subject. And that he interjects his own opinion, then turns around and reads the news. I mean, in other words, if he's a pundit, then identify him as being one, and that's okay.
Well, what I've noticed sometimes is that he'll get a guest on who's from who disagrees with him within conservative movement on the business end of the issue and argues with them. Sometimes they will bring up things that overlap the very same opinions I've heard from liberals, but it seems like it's immigration, and immigration.
Yeah, that's primarily what he's into. You're right about that. Immigration and outsourcing.
I don't think it matters to him what party you're from if you disagree with him on that.
Right, I agree.
He has frustration with the also who's in power, because I've heard him really, like, and he laughs as hard as anybody when he gets even just a general joke about the president's intelligence on those emails. And some of the things he uses to describe the Congress and the president seem... I find it very difficult to find conservative people who will say things like that. It seems there's a different kind of Republican.
There's a lot of them out there, and they're growing all the time. As a matter of fact,
on the shows.
Well, yeah, but they're out there and they're on the shows, and they're also in print. As a matter of fact, one of the people who blasted the Bush administration over Iraq, calling it an utter a failure, I'm paraphrasing it now, is William F. Buckley, who's like the dean of conservatives.
Well, I also was thinking more along the lines of when it comes to business. Lou Dobbs doesn't seem to have the same knee-jerk reaction to all regulation.
That's very, very true. You're right. You're right about that.
And that's a classical business. I mean, that's almost to some Republicans, that's definitive.
Well, you know, his background is then he still writes for I believe he writes a column for Money Matters magazine. And his background is that he used to report on financial matters for CNN, and then left them for a time, and then came back with this new thing.
He also seems to be a huge proponent on raising the minimum wage, but I don't like the way he does his polls, because he still does it from, I think he's a pundit for Lou Dobbs, because he'll do the poll where, are you surprised what a great benefit?
Yeah,
earlier, minimum wage has.
The polls are pretty, you're right, his polls are pretty one-sided and pretty rigged. The other thing that he does, too, which is weird, is that when he reads those emails, about 90% of them to 95% of them are all about how great he is. He doesn't read very few that ever, have anything critical to say about him. But I, Well, but you know what? You should. But I'm really careful about how I watch CNN, because CNN, and increasingly so, does a lot of stuff that is conservative tilted, and that they don't give the other side or the progressive side of the argument. And a lot of times they repeat falsehoods and untruths. But you know what you need to do is just go and look at Media Matters and read it for a couple of days, and you know, and then you gotta draw your own conclusions. Hey man, I gotta run. I'm out of time. John, thank you, pal. Appreciate it. All right. Okay, that's it for this session. And now I'll be back at 1 o'clock this afternoon to sit in for Ed Schultz if my voice hangs on, which hopefully it will, because I just won't talk for the next couple hours. See you tomorrow morning, and thanks for putting up with me today.
M760, Progressive Talk.
Your discretion advised.
A man tries to protect what he loves. He builds walls. He keeps the world out.
Nick Atwater is a thief.
Izzy, are we good to go?
Here we go. On three. One, two.
A thief who believes everybody steals.
Biggest thieves in the country got their names all over Fortune 500 companies. Enron, WorldCom, there's no such thing as a straight life.
A thief whose work has finally followed him home.
Somebody saw you, Nick. You're exposed.
I need this money. It's my money. Mine.
We take their money, they will go after our families.
Emmy Award winner Andre Brower.
Anybody messes with her, messes with me.
There's somebody out back.
Steal.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah.